Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math at. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that act grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening. This is the True Grudge Racing Channel, and I am your host, Big Sham. In Chicago, Illinois, and my co-hosts are the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill, Brother Al Jr. from the Trans Am Boys, Brother Tookie Stokes from the Who, Eastside Stranglers. Another great Thursday, y'all. We are here live and uncut on a Thursday, and we talking about what? True Grudge. Oh, man, let me give a shout-out to my sponsors, as always, Brother Leroy, the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, Brother Mouse, Grassroots, Brother Stokes, Brother Al Jr., the 1-800 All Day All Night Trailer by None, you, and you. We appreciate you as always tuning in, participating in what we got to say. Wait a minute. It's half raining right now, so we getting there. It's almost it's I can't believe it. April is a few days away. The countdown has begun. I'll just say that the countdown has begun. And if you're not ready, get ready. I think that's my slogan. If you're not ready, get ready. It has started up. These boys been playing on the street, all in Mexico and Aruba and all these foreign countries. These young guys been getting it on. Starting off with the Chicken Man. I know the Chicken Man. He kicked it off. I guess in a sort of sense for the old heads. They've been engaging out there, but man, it done started, and man, it's coming. April 23rd and 24th. You already know what's going to happen. We are in full-fledged, what do I want to call it, invasion, if that's what you want to call it. We are going deep down to Bobby Cole's race, Memphis International Sport Park, I believe, down in Memphis. We will be there in full force. It's a lot of grudge races from up here. I mean, just we going in full force. We headlining a lot of races down there. So if you ain't doing nothing, make your way to Memphis on April the 23rd and 24th. A lot of our true grudge races, they have locked in. They are on their way down there. I already know y'all know. It's way too many. I was going to kind of try to name them. Yeah, everybody that somebody is going to be down there. So make your way. It's going to be something to see. I believe, you know, we hungry. You know, last year was just, you know, kind of messed up for everybody with this pandemic. And, you know, that led to a lot of other different things, losing your job, losing family members, you know, so forth and so on. So, you know, and it's still going on right now. I mean, it's you know, you just don't hear about it as tough, but it's still going on right now. So, you know, we just got to, you know, keep pushing. And I think that we are going to be, you know, ready. Everybody is hungry to race. So this year, I believe some people going to come out that ain't been out in a while. I believe it's gonna be something to see. They started it off. They going down south to start it off already, so it should be good. So make your way, April the 23rd and 24th. We will be at Bobby Cole. June 5th, the champion engagement. It's our race, y'all. It's brewing. It's coming together. It's coming together slowly but surely. It's coming together. We got some good stuff in store. You know, I always try to base it off of, you know, my favorite grudge event. This is my personal trick-or-treat. Everybody and their mama, their intent is to grudge race. When they come to trick-or-treat, they looking. If you looking for action, I know when I go to this particular event that I will find some action and I'm going to make something happen, that's my intent for the champion engagement. If you're looking for action, if you want some action, if you want to be a part of some action, you want to be at this event to make something happen, everybody and their mama is going to be there. So the people that are, what do I want to say, they are looking to engage. They are going there to engage. That's my intent. That is my full intent. So the champion engagement will be something to see. It always is. It's you know, with y'all help, it's always good. I just say that it's always pretty good. So we looking to have some fun and get it cracking. June 5th, Saturday, June 5th. Brother Al Jr. from the Trans Am Boys, he's trying to put something together for that day. We had a meeting last week. It was even with the people that didn't show up, it was a crowd there, and I think it's going to be pretty big. We got some people coming. They are, you know, the people that's coming, they're coming to play. So it should be pretty good. So mark your calendars. If you can make it this way, June 5th. And all my locals, y'all already know it's going to be something to see. You know, all of the notables, the ones that I know without a shadow of a doubt, they come into play. They will be in the building. Let me see what else I had. Hold on. You know, I didn't know Brother Perry and Brother Tommy, their mother passed. The funeral was a few days ago. If you didn't know, Brother Perry down in Memphis, and Brother Tommy, I call him the henchman in bowling. Dangerous man on the bowling alley. You know, that mother passed. I'm praying for y'all. I found out after the fact, but we just wanted to let you know, man. And for the ones that didn't know, you know, pray for them, man, and the loss of their mother. Wait, let me go back to the board. I'm walking and talking at the same time. Yeah, get ready, y'all. That's all I can say. Get ready, because it's coming. This past week, a couple of days ago, them boys was getting it on in Mexico. Brother Eric versus Andrew with an SS. Andrew with the win. Andrew with the win. These boys out here playing, and they got it on. I was out there to see it. Them Hill boys, they done won like four in a row already, I believe, with what they call in this car? Batman, I believe. I think Lil James calling it Batman. So it's some very interesting things going on right now if you in the mix. These young boys, they got me started. They are really, you know, they remind me of the old school. They trying to play, so we gotta jump down. Okay, hold on, Mouse, you there?
What up, Sam?
What up with it? Let me see.
Oh man, nothing much. It's rain to blow by.
Man, what's wrong with it? Al Jr., come on with it. I know you there. Let me see.
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, same suit just warmed over. What y'all got for me? What's new? Tell me something. Let me see.
Not much, man. Just glad his weather's starting to turn around.
Yeah, it is trying to cooperate besides the rain, but nonetheless, it's warming up. It's coming around. It's gonna come. It always does. It just sometimes it takes its time, but it's sure coming. Let me see. What's happening, Mouse? Let me see.
Oh man, nothing much. Hey, in the garage trying to do my part in getting ready.
Man, look at here. What it look like, Al Jr.? You know, these people calling each other's names. It's some stuff brewing. I'll just say that it always does. You know, sometimes people, you know, they do a lot of talking. But I have seen some people that I know will play if they ready. They will play, and I'm seeing some some things that might, you know, manifest from them getting ready. You know, as long as they got a car and it's ready with some oil pressure, you know, they going to try to get on up there. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I know. I was thinking to myself, I heard Lil Mike say this. He was like, you know, I know y'all heard it, but he was like, man, these time tickets will kill a grudge race. These time tickets, man, if your car ain't, if it don't run that number, boy, these people, they'll go duck and hide if it don't run that number. They look at that ticket, and the ticket don't say what they want it to say.
Man, I'm still trying.
Opposed to how it used to be. You know, you just go up down the block, and if your car, you know, if you make it down the block, then, man, come on, I'm going
to
try something. You know, it's a kind of like a different ball game now. But I'm just saying, you know, now that you know, I think the difference was you ain't know how fast your car was going. You just, you know, you just going up down the street. So now that you can physically see a time ticket, now it can kind of, you know, sway your way. You know what I mean? Oh, no, I'm supposed to go here, and I ain't nowhere near close to that. Nope, I ain't trying. I ain't doing nothing. You know, it's kind of different now. But, man, look at here.
I'm still playing. If I get A to B, hey, I got to win. But I get, I'm still playing.
Oh, man. I'm just saying. Now, you know that to be true, Mouse. I know y'all done heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they ain't gonna. They're gonna be like, oh no, I'm never gonna do that. But
then you got some people. If it don't run the number the first day they come out, they gonna put it away. They ain't gonna turn no screwdrivers, get no laptops. They ain't gonna.
They ain't gonna try to tune or nothing.
Oh, baby.
Qualities.
I'm just saying, you know.
Promise them, you know. Oh, it'll run this. Yeah, well, you know, they did their part with the motor. The trans man did his part. Now you got to do your part. You might have to, you know, tinker with it. You may have to send the converter back, you know. But hey, you got to put the work in.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you can go from A to B, let's just say that.
But if
then
you go from A to B consistently. Hey,
yeah, then I mean you still got a chance,
somebody.
You know. People, I, you know, you still got something. You got a chance. I say that. I don't know though. All I can say is, man, if you're not ready, get ready, and you know, get on up there. You know, take a chance. How about that? Let's be. I mean, we all know there's so many reasons why they're not racing. Let's encourage. You know, just try something. You know,
right, just
try
something. Get them cars.
That's all. Sometimes
ride,
you
man.
Just got to step on up there and just, you know, you just take a gamble. They say take a gamble. But, yeah, we shall see. The time is ticking. The time is ticking. It's already here. Wait a minute, let me go back to the board. Yeah, Al Jr. Yeah, it's coming. Oh, man, you was there. I mean, and that was just a little. That was just a few people. Just hold on. Oh man, wait a minute. Let me see. Preacher boy, your mic is open. Come on.
What's going on, man? Hey, Sam.
What's happening?
I did the motherfucking impossible today.
Well, what'd you do?
I fucked around and called the morning show, and them motherfuckers ran like roaches and hung up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, why would you say such a thing? Wait a minute.
Because it happened. They was talking shit about me earlier.
Uh-huh.
They was talking shit about me at the Grove. Motherfucker called me and said, hey, man, preach. They talking about you. So I called them. I said, hey, y'all got something to say about me? They hung up the whole fucking show.
Oh, man. Now, why would they do such a thing? Now, it's a whole bunch of people in queue. Let me open these mics. Let me see something. 773-3373. Who is that? Let me see who that is. Let me get my glasses.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them.
Hello? 773-3373. Who is this? Okay. Let me go to the next one. Brother Stokes, your mic is open. I know you got somebody on your mic.
Hell no, I got some niggas on my line. Fuck them.
What? You ain't got them on there? Come on with it.
niggas on the other line, though.
Stokes,
man,
when I called, man.
With them. Hey, I was up just yet. I don't know. I'd be on off the phone. You know, I'd be working.
Oh, no.
So.
Wait a minute. Let's keep going.
Wait a minute.
Let me hold on. Let me open that. They probably on here.
Go ahead.
Tim House, your mic is open. Come on. Let me see.
Hey, Big Sham, I just wanted to ask my man that was on the phone with you a little bit, just a couple minutes ago, he was on talking to you. You know, I wanted to ask him, what does he think about when people try to tune their car and work on their car, but the ones that hire the big gun tuners and fly them, they call us stupid and we ain't nothing, and that we slow and we don't have, but they bring in the big guns and pay all the money, thousands and thousands of dollars to tune their car. Well, I was going to ask my brother what he thought about that, man, because, you know, I feel like I try. I ain't saying I'm no tuner, but I try to work on my car. I try to do the little things that give me, you know, I get excited about it when I see it go and things like that. But I just wanted to ask my brother because he was saying that. I wanted to ask him a question, what he thought about that.
Who,
hey,
Brother Mouse? Was
as
that
as,
Mouse?
As long, yeah. If you tune your own stuff and you going in the right direction, you doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. But they say, they say my tuner. You know, I'm doing it. Well, I can't race you right now because I ain't got my tuner. My tuner ain't coming
well,
in today and all that kind of stuff.
That's some people that don't get their hands dirty. And, you know, hey, they can afford to get their hands dirty. But sometimes that'll get you in a fucked up situation, like you say. You might have a race locked in. What if your tuner go to the hospital? Now what?
9:30.
Who
are you talking about? Because I mean, not particularly the person, but I'm saying most times people that saying what you ain't well, most case scenarios, what you not doing, they probably not doing nothing themselves. So they gonna automatically say that you not doing nothing. Is that true
right.
in most cases to the panel
yeah.
that's open? Most times, I would say.
Right.
And hello?
they try to make you feel like you ain't nothing and that you a bottom feeder because
what?
You are
trying to
Well, Tim out.
Oh,
I tune my
yeah.
own car.
That's what Stokes would say.
I tune
oh,
my
shit.
Own car. I do all my own shit to my own car, man. I don't have a tuner.
Yes, sir.
I tune my own car.
And I congratulate you. I take my hat off to you because, you know, you're learning. And ain't nobody going to blow smoke up your butt. You know what you're doing. And I think that's commendable. But so many people try to put us down or people down that try to tune their car, try to work on their car. And that's what I was trying to say. You know,
listen,
I thought it was.
I feel like this, Tim. I'm not no genius, but I sure ain't
right?
no damn fool. I ain't going to let nobody. They could do the same thing. I could do reading is fundamental and get paid for it. And I could do the same thing, start reading it and testing. I'm the one who got it. All they doing is doing the same thing you're doing. Try this. Now, see, I got you right. I can do that myself without getting them up next money.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is not a trick question. If you get a tuner, a high-dollar tuner, he come in, he grab your car, he put it on kill, and it blow up, who supposed to fix the car? I'm just asking a question. Don't
you.
Give us a trick question.
Listen.
Okay,
honestly,
now watch this.
They're
going to
tell
okay,
you
stop,
do.
Stop right. Stop right there. If he blow the car up and I got to fix it, if I work on it and blow it up, who got to fix it?
You do.
All right, where's my case? That's all I wanted to know.
You
hey,
always
bro, I understand you 100%.
Bro, Tim.
No difference.
I see you.
Yes, sir.
Now, sometimes, I mean, you know, you bringing in something else. It used to be a time when we would work on our own cars most of the time. Most people that... Back in the day, they would work on their own car, or it was real close, kind of close knit. You know, you would go to, I guess the what you want to call them, the alley mechanic. I mean, everybody was putting pieces together. This one, you know, you was extra slow. You know, it was 14 seconds or 15 seconds, whatever. And they was working on their own car, so it was more. I think some people are still in that groove where they like to learn. They like the process of putting it together, making it go faster and faster, and the part that they can say I did it myself. They take pride in that. Yeah.
Right.
Sam,
they
the whole
do.
Thing is that's, the whole thing is called trial and error. And you spending
absolutely.
Your money, you do what you want to do, but it's called trial and error. Can't nobody
yeah.
fuck
yeah.
up your shit but you. That even if you choose another motherfucker to touch it, it's your choice.
Right, absolutely.
Another person ain't got nothing to lose. So they'll put you on kill. They're going to try to give you your best.
Right.
Sometimes you don't need your best. You want to save something
that's
for
right.
later.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do what
like
you do and
talk.
Have fun with your car.
Right, exactly. Now you said something. Hold on, let me open up
and
these mics.
This,
wait.
Go
ahead, Tim.
I was
gonna go ahead. I'm just going to open up the mic.
Bro, Sam, I'm looking at you right now. I see you got two ears. Two eyes, a mouth, and a brain. You got hands just like I do. You can learn it, and all you doing is a lot of time people learn from your mistake. They make the error, but it's off of your money. It's off of your back.
Off
then
your dime.
Say,
it's
well,
off of your dime.
That's right. Off of your dime. They say, well, I'm going to write in my notes because they take all the notes that you have all off your car. It's in their computer.
And use it for
say,
somebody
okay,
else.
That's what they do. That's all
well,
I'll
tell you
do.
Like this, Brother Tim. You're going to pay one way or the other, but you pay more
that's
for
right.
what you don't know. How about that? If you don't know no better, they could tell you whatever they want to tell you, and you got to go along because you don't know no better.
Listen, let me tell y'all the worst part about that. All of them run to the goddamn insane tuna. And then when you running each other, you running each other and you got the same tuna, he just put just enough either for you to win or just enough for you to get your ass whooped to make you come back.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm trying to multitask. Hold on. Let me open up. Let me open up as I'm going as I'll go. Pendejo, your mic is open.
What's up, Sam?
What up?
Hey, let me answer Tim first, and then I answer Preacher Boy.
Okay.
Hey, the reason why you pay a tuna, because you don't want to wait 2 years to go how fast you could go. That's what you pay a tuna for. You pay it for his knowledge. He knows a lot more than you, and it takes a long time for you to get where he gonna put you at in one day out, because he tunes so many cars. Now, that's the answer for that. And number two, Preacher Boy, I tune 60% of the cars at 41, they race each other. And I throw whatever they need watches to win, and they could be racing me. So you can't put that. That's why I don't bet on nobody's car I work on when they race, because I don't want to hear that bullshit. That's how bullshit
is.
But that's why I say, they tell you the truth, we throw it at it, and hey, who wins the win? Whoever wins the life. Do we know who should win? Yes, because we tune both cars. That's why I stay out of the betting on it.
Let me ask you a question, Pete.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, Pete, you won in a lifetime. We can't say what other people does. You understand? See, you spoke up to defend yourself. We got a lot of people out here that don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pete, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. It was something Tim asked, or one of them, Preacher Boy, might have, they said, if you tell me, if you tune in my car, and you know what I got, and you know everything about my car, and you tell me, you tuning it, and you put whatever amount of, let's just say, boost, nitrous, or whatever to the car, and the car blows up because of what you did, am I responsible for what you did?
And you know what?
If you hurt the car for what you did.
Here. Now, when I'm doing something and I don't know what I do. Yeah, my radio turned off. Hold on. If I'm doing something that I really know about, I go straight to you and say, hey, you want to put this in? I put it in, but I ain't sure on it. That's it. I'll back my
ass.
No.
Okay. I understand that, but I'm saying it could take. I'm just using for an example. You say, oh no, this tune could take 300, if you tell me that, I'm going off base of what you're telling me, right? So you say it take 300, but then some blows up or some hurts when you put the 300 on it. Is that my fault or is that your fault? I can't hear you.
Well, you say like if you got the motor for me and I did the motor and everything, say this could take 300. That's what you mean?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Yes. You tuning it? You telling me what it could do?
It's a difference of you tuning it and you got the motor for me. You see what I'm saying?
Because
I don't know what your motor got. I don't know what your motor got. You telling me it's a whole 300, I put 300 and it's scattered? Guess what? It ain't my fault. You got what you got. You told me it could hold 300. Okay. But if I got the motor and I say you can hold 300 and you go out there and blow up with 300, I'm responsible for it.
Oh. Okay. I was just curious. It was just something somebody said that. It just made me ask the question.
But 90% of the people don't build the motor for you too, champ. There's very few people. You go to what's the name? We'll just use a number, a big name, Fulton and Jerry Hall, whoever. You go to these big names. They give you the motor, and that's it. But you'll go out and tune the motor. Ain't very many people. Not very many people build the motor for you and tune the motor for you too.
Let me correct you. When you buy a motor from Fulton,
You said full set. You buy a motor for full set.
No.
They get dyno and nitrous sprays and all, and you done. Here's your tune-up and everything. You know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah, you paying
stage,
for it. See, I'm glad y'all, you know, Pete and all the rest of these. I got some junk in the alley, so I ain't got to do all that. Thank you. Thank you and good night. Thank y'all so much. I got some junk. So all that what y'all talking about is foreign. Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay, hold on. Don't y'all go no way. Let me open up these mics. White Castle, your mic is open. Let me see. White Castle, come on. Hello? Y'all don't want nothing?
Yeah. He on the line.
Who is that?
Sweetest.
Sugar Bear, come on with it.
That's the sweetest.
Come on with it.
Man, it just depends on what you got going on. I mean, everybody got their own opinion about what they're doing. About that, I heard what Pete said, but everybody ain't gonna agree with that. Sometimes we disagree. You know, I mean, disagree to agree, but that's his opinion about how he wanna do it. Because I know some people that you can take your motor that somebody else built to them, they're gonna say, listen, how fresh is this thing? What kind of rods and what kind of pistons and what compression, what kind of cams.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tune it to what they think it'll take.
To what you tell them.
Period.
They're going to tune it to what you tell them.
Yeah,
but right?
The internals. What's in the inside, what kind of pistons, how much compression, what the crank is, the rods, how
right.
flexible
I'm
it is, how loose
I'm
it
saying,
is.
Brian, I'm saying, they basing it off of what you tell them.
Yeah, right. It go like that. I've seen both sides of it. Factual. Now, I guess it depends on who you're dealing with on both ends, the tuner or the guy who you call your tuner and the guy who owns the equipment. Because if I go to you, well, first of all, I wouldn't be going to nobody if I don't think they can to help. I wouldn't be doing it because the chances are high they'll hurt your stuff, you know what I'm saying? They don't know what the fuck they're doing, and you'll wind up in an oil pan and be back in somebody's shop trying to get it fixed. Real talk. I've seen it. You've seen it. The guys might don't disclose who they let play with their car, but there's some guys on here that have got blowed up. Because the guys with experiment didn't really know what they was doing. They blowed it up, as he said. Fucking
now,
around.
I done heard some horror stories now. I know I done heard some horror stories, but
yeah,
I'm just saying.
You're going to hear some more.
Yeah, all I can say is I have seen it with my. You pay for what you don't know. If you don't know no better, then if you don't get with somebody that. What do I want to say that will tell you, you know, correctly or have be fair in my mind, just be fair, then that you can be all messed up.
Just one word, knowledgeable. I would never knowledgeable. I would never be over there, Joe, at the barbershop asking you, what it's at the time and what feels to put in my motor.
Oh, absolutely.
At the box.
I did mine.
You did what? You did yours. Oh, okay. Who you ran? Oh, I heard it. I had to pull the heads off of it yesterday. Heard it yesterday. Yeah, we made a hit down south of Chicago and blow both head gas. Then we tore it down and smoked it, sparked the piston up.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Hey, Big Sham.
But I got
yes,
to answer
for
that.
For those
yes,
that
sir.
Don't know nothing, for those that don't know nothing or those who are just don't want to be bothered with it, you know, it's a lucrative business. If I'm going to tune your car and then you don't know how to drive it, and then why should I build me a car when I can just ride off your bus? If you got a car, I'm driving, I'm tuning, I'm maintaining, I'm doing it, and all that. Good God, man. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't have no fun with it. I just threw it out there.
Brother Flop, your mic is open. Wait a minute. I'm going down the line now. Yeah.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
At what point does the owner assume some responsibility? And, you know, they're spending all this money, and they need to acquire some knowledge. And I'm going to give an example. Suppose you got your motor and you're running a dash 10 spark plug or whatever, or that's what your tuner is, and you switch tuners, and he come in and say, oh, we're going to put a dash 8 in it on the same tune-up. You as a owner should know, well, damn, that don't really sound right, da-da-da-da-da. So you should assume some responsibility, and even with a tuner, the final decision is that of the owners. Because, like, I think people saying, he can tell you, hey, man, I want to try this or try that. But if you think, hey, that's a little too much, Pete, don't do this or don't do that, let's tone it down, you ultimately have the final decision. So tuners get a lot of flack at some point. They are not actually responsible.
Well, Flop.
Hey, Flop. That's a fine line, Flop, between if I'm paying you. Pete, where you at, Pete? If Pete tell me in that same scenario that you said, I had to go to Pete and have him to tune or whatever, Flop, or you for that matter. I come to you and you tell me, hey, Sham, I need you, you know, we need to go to a dash 8 spark plug. And I know what I've been having all the time, but evidently I didn't told you what I didn't have. So, therefore, you tell me, I want to, you know, I think we should do this, and it's going to make the car perform like it need to perform. Well, how am I going to argue with you? I'm paying you to make the decision. I don't understand what you mean, Flop. Hold on, preacher boy. Wait 1 second. Come on, Flop.
Hey, Sham, if you paying me to make the decision and I make a bad decision, then you should just assume the responsibility. Otherwise, you could have made the decision yourself.
No. If I could have made the decision myself, I wouldn't be asking you.
Oh, could have.
Sham, well, let me ask you this then. You pay me to make the decision, but now you want me to be fucking responsible for your motor? That shit don't work, bro. Y'all better get a grip.
That ain't real world.
Hold on.
The real world out there, the race world ain't going to be... Go ahead.
Huh? No, I'm asking, I mean, for the example that Flop just used, I'm just trying to get some clarification. If you tell me something, and you know everything, I done told you everything about what I've been doing already thus far, which would include telling you if I had, he said a dash 10, and I told you that, you know everything about the motor. I got to tell you everything. So now you tell me, oh, you need to put this dash 8 in your car and this and that and this, and then the motor blow up. Flop is saying that I should take responsibility for that. Is that how I go? Hold on, preacher boy. Hold on 1 second. Pete, come on. What you say, Pete?
In real life, tell you two things. The tuner ain't going to take over. No. There's a lot of things that go with it. See, I'm going to tell you, and I do a couple of times.
Somebody got, like, hold on, Pete. I can't hear you. Somebody, if you're not talking, can you mute your phone? Because I can't hear. It's like somebody got a window open or something. It's something, like, static in the background. Do I got to go through all of them? Okay, there it is. Somebody got it. Okay, go ahead, Pete. What you say?
Okay, Sam. Pete, it's so much shit with the tuning era. You get a customer that comes, man, I got everything new. I got this new, that new, this new. And we go to the track, and this breaks. He said, man, I said, I thought this was supposed, what happened here? Oh, I bought it from such and such. Half of the shit people buy is you, okay?
Facts.
And 90% of the people buy everything new usually don't have an issue. They do, but not like people buy used shit. They wonder why their car don't 60. They bought slicks that, motherfucker, this guy raced for 4 years. I got a new set of slicks. They ain't new. They true to you. No, because I, I bought a new set of slicks. I look at the slicks, this hair sticking out the damn slick. I said, don't bet you they new. But that's the problem with half the people out there. Oh, I got a deal on these. That deal shit, you got a can that he didn't like. That's why you got it.
So, hey, brother,
now, if a you build a brand new motor from an engine guy, and the tuner goes out there and burns it in the, right out the first day out, then you know what? Your tuner is responsible.
Hey, hey, Flop.
With all this used shit, it ain't going to happen.
So, let me ask you this. So, since you say, when is the tuner responsible for blow-ups? Or injury or whatever to the car. When is he responsible then?
Hey, Sham,
as an owner, I should take some responsibility.
Let me tell you my theory on it.
Okay.
Motherfucking owners that hire tuners, for one, they looking for a reason to negate responsibility by putting it solely on the tuner, because if it's your shit, your high dollar investment or whatever your dollar investment, you still should be trying to include yourself. Now, if you just that fucking rich, you can say, hey, Pete, take my car, tune it out and bring it back. Then if he come back and say, hey, man, the motor broke on the second pass, man, I had a 300 tune-up in it, da-da-da-da-da, what the fuck is he supposed to do? Nothing.
Okay, hold on right there. Stay right there, Flop. Mm-hmm. What if you don't – somebody that don't know? That's the reason. What if it's somebody that does not know, and that's the reason why they're going to get a tuner?
Hey,
they don't know.
Hey, well let me say this to you, Sham. When you buy this race shit, there are some implied warranties. But you know ain't no warranties on this shit. It's just like going to the casino and gambling. No refunds on the fucking gamble. You either know the fucking rules from the start or you don't play.
Okay, I'm okay. Hold on, let me open up these mics. Anybody got something to say before I open these mics? Go ahead, Al.
You go get a motor built and get a dyno, and you bring it back to your engine builder and say, hey, something happened, he's going to ask you first, what did you do? He ain't going to take sole responsibility of it right off back or whatever. To me, I think it's just going to have to be an agreement between both parties, the tuner and the owner. If he agreed that, yeah, if I mess it up, I'm responsible. Other than that, if not, I think it's just the owner loss if something happens.
It's always going to be the owner loss. Listen, let me tell y'all, listen. It's always going to be the owner's fault because you allowed them to do it. When I get my – I test my car every fucking day. You got to learn. You got to learn what you're doing with your own vehicle. You can be
okay. –
If you don't try, you can be an inch old. And a tuner can come and tell you to change oil or do anything, and it go faster. You don't pay them for nothing.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go to these mics. Hold on. 301-3057. Who is that?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is the unknown. I want to have a little impact on this right here. What I've seen, I've been around many years, and what I've seen, the tuner or the mechanic should never be responsible, Bobo, for anything. The reason why I'm saying this is because you're supposed to know where you're taking your stuff at. I have seen people buy $100,000 motors and cars and go out there and make one run, and that motor gone that same night. And they don't blame the tuner, and they don't blame the mechanic. And the reason being is because it could be some wrong things with the parts are from the factory. You can go there and buy brand-new parts, and how many times you got to take them back? Every day today, a lot of times you got to take stuff back because there's something wrong with my hairline crack or something that's not going to produce welly. And so how can you blame that on the mechanic on the tuner? You're supposed to know who you're putting your stuff in hand. Why would you go and give something other that has this much power in anybody's hand? Just because they say they're a mechanic or they say they're a tuner. So if you trust them, the only way they're going to do something wrong to your car, if they're mad with you or they're trying to, you know, get the race thrown to somebody else. So you got to know who you're putting your stuff in their hand. So I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go ahead.
Okay. All right, let me keep going.
Unknown. Yeah, what happens when you got a tuner? What about when you got one? You said all these things, but then what about one of them that wants to have his name out there, and he's trying to put you on kill and destroy when he didn't have to do that? Or, you know,
but I just said
that. Guess,
I just said that. You must don't know him. I just said that. You must don't know him. If you got somebody out there ain't trying to do you right, don't you know that by now? They're going to play tricks with other people.
Wait, hold on. Oh, no. That doesn't mean that they trying to do you wrong. They trying to make their name out there. So every car that I want to tune, maybe I'm trying to put it on destroy to show everybody I know how to make a car go fast. But just because you went one time down the track, that don't mean nothing. I want to race all season, you know?
Okay.
What you doing right, you're going to treat it right.
People
will come to you.
This is what I got to say on that. This is what I got to say on that. When we're going to take a car and throw everything at it, that's why we sit down and say, I'll bring it up to Lenny. Lenny was my car. I'll throw anything at it and try whatever I wanted. But if it breaks, I'll go work on it and do everything I did. Never charge the man anything because that was the car I was using as my name. That's a big difference. That's what they call sponsorship. Okay? If you don't got sponsorship and you breaking your shit, you tough luck. You're done.
Lenny?
Yeah. Pete done blowed me up a lot of times.
Things.
I'm on mute.
People point their fingers in the wrong way sometimes. You got to pay attention to what you're doing. We don't pay enough attention. That's why we get caught in all these traps, because we're not paying any attention. And then
okay, hold
happy,
on.
Everybody
no.
dropping their
wait,
fingers
wait a
somewhere.
Minute. Hold on. I don't want to get away. I don't mean to cut you off. I don't want to get away from what I'm saying.
I look at it like this here, Sham.
Go ahead, Lenny. Go ahead.
I done had brand new motor. I done had a brand new motor that I got back from the engine builder. No nitrous, a horsepower motor. Still testing the A-pass, the motor, let loose. I take it back to the motor builder. The motor builder like, yeah, I'm going to take care of you. But not take care of me where he not charging me. He'll charge me to put it back together. So if you trust a tuner, you should at least know a little something to know whether or not
okay,
you want to
Lenny,
let the tuner go that far.
I think that's different. That's different from what I'm saying. I'm saying if you got your, like what I was saying with Flop just made a whole big point about it, which I don't disagree with, but I'm just trying to get an understanding. If, in fact, I'm already together, and he used the example of I have to tell you everything in my car, everything that is done to the car. Now, if that's not true from what Pete said, then that's something different too, but I tell you exactly what I got. And then you tell me, I'm paying you to say, okay, this is what you need to do. This is what we're going to do. And the adjustment that you make the decision on, because I'm paying you to make this, whatever you telling me, I'm paying you because I think that you know what the hell you doing. And something go wrong, I'm responsible. I'm trying to figure out how am I responsible for what you say.
Let me tell you this. Hold on, preacher boy.
God
damn.
I'm talking to Lenny. I was talking to Lenny. Just give me a second. Go ahead, Lenny.
But I was just going to break it down to you.
All I'm going to say is like this, Sham. I think, this is just my thought, of course, my opinion. If you tell me, I'm the tuner, you tell me everything you got, first of all, I don't know how old this stuff is or what the case may be. Now, my tune for some new stuff might hold it. But depending on how many runs and how many passes you got on your stuff, it don't hold it. And it let loose. At the end of the day, the owner will be responsible, but it's up to the tuner to say, listen, this what I did. It did let go. So I won't charge you for such and such, or I'll help you out in this way. Now, that's clearly up to the tuner to say that, but he's not responsible. Even though you're saying him, he's not responsible.
What I'm trying to tell you, it's a relationship you have with the person that's working on your vehicle. If y'all got a good relationship, he might help you.
Yep.
Wait, hey, preacher boy. Wait 1 minute. We are not talking about no relationship. We are talking about a business transaction. We are talking about,
I hire you. If I don't know nothing about you, Sham, you liable. The tuna not going to do nothing for you. A business transaction of this type, first of all, does not start at the fucking drag strip in the water box. It starts in the trailer or at a shop, discussing what you have, the potential of it, you know, analyzing what you may have and what the possibilities are. Then you go to the track and you implement some of these things. And when I get ready to do it, I'm going to say, hey, Sham, you got a camshaft designed to maybe handle 400 or 500 shots of nitrous, but we're going to start halfway in the middle at 200. And we put a nice 250 tune in it or something, and it goes out there and it's clean, and we're making short hits and reading plugs and everything. Okay, Sham, we did that. We're going to make a full hit on this. Then you go up. But if that shit breaks, it's not the fault of the tuners because they're networking
right,
with
Sam,
you.
You got to have a relationship, though, right?
You making the final decision with it, Sham. Y'all got to have a working relationship.
Thank you.
Flop, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to get do you understand my point? I'm not saying that you're wrong.
I do, because you take a man, and here's my real feelings of it. A tuner is a self-created position for a motherfucker that won't take the time to read and write. It's really a boss player position to motherfuckers. I got it. I hired my tuner. I got this high-profile status.
No, okay, stop. Stop, Flop. Stop right there. Now, when Pete came on, Pete said, and I agree, he said a tuner is for somebody that is trying to expedite going faster than what he knows how to do. So you go find this tuner, and the tuner tells you you need to do this because he's experienced it, I'm assuming, already. So he's telling you do this, this, and this, and this is going to make you go faster, be where you want to be, faster than me trying to figure it out myself. Is that what you said, Pete, so I can be clear?
He's been there, done that.
Pete, is that what you said? That's what you said?
Yeah, he said that.
Okay, so now I'm saying to you, Flop, once I come to you and I say, okay, this is what I got, and you are expediting this process for me, and what you tell me to do, it hurts my motor or hurts my program. How am I responsible?
Sham, here's the thing. You're placing a certain time parameter on expediting. Expediting could mean I can do it in a day or two at the track. It doesn't necessarily mean on the first fucking hit I'm going to bring you from a 6-0 car to a 390 car. So it's not that, Sham. And here's the thing. I'm going to quote something that was said about Mike Hill because I think he's a pretty good tuner. Mike Hill will start very small and work his way up, creep up on it. But if you find a tuner that takes you out there based on what you had and swing for the fence the first fucking time, you're in the wrong place anyway. Like somebody said earlier, you got to know your people. And then I'm going to go with what Preacher Boy said. Hey, Sham, I ain't going to come and tell you everything what's up under my fucking shirt and we ain't got some kind of relationship. I ain't going to tell you I got this, that, third, and my part. I ain't got some kind of relationship with you. It's a working relationship. It's a trust factor there that I'm going to go raise Big Tim House, and you ain't going to be
somebody
telling me.
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
You ain't going to be telling Tim House what I got because you tune on his car, too. You just going to tune me to the best of your ability. You'll go tune Tim, and if we decide to race, you just make the call, and at some point, or just say we've been somewhere at a track and you brought me from 6-0s to 390s. I'm going to say, hey, Sham, you know we went 390s on that big one, but I didn't like that.
put me that middle of the road tune up in there. So ultimately, it's still my fucking call as the owner. So I got to have some kind of knowledge of what I got, and I'm ultimately making the final call. So that shit about hurting parts.
See,
I'm sorry.
When you say that, Flop, it just goes through me because, and I'm not saying you wrong, but I'm saying for the person that does not know what they don't, they have like the, what they calling these people. They calling them the guy that don't know nothing.
Checkbook,
he just
right?
Yeah. Somebody that does not know. And he is paying you to rely on you to make the decision about his program because you are the one that are tuning or whatever.
I get it. Well, here's what I say to that. Why don't we just, and I'm just using you and I as examples, why don't we just call that Malibu your car, but it's my fucking program, and since I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do, you're looking for a reason to negate responsibility, Sham. And if you're a checkbook racer, like I said, you're already trying to appear to be high profile. So if I fuck it up, just keep paying. Keep getting your checkbook out, Sham. Quit looking, trying to dump on the tuner.
Okay, hold on.
And that's why I asked Big Sham, sometimes, you know, if you trying to put your name out there and you putting everybody on kill, and if it's blowing up, you don't care. He went really fast. That's a whole different ball game from a guy who knows his customer is not a checkbook racer, so that what they do, I like what you said, they creep up on the tuner. They give you a chance to see how much the car going to take and what it's like. But if you just go out there and say, I know you got X kind of motor, I know I can squeeze 600,
Tim,
but I'm going to put you on 500.
Hey, Tim House, that's when the relationship come in at between the tuner
right.
and the owner.
Hey, and another thing.
I'm trying to get another tune on. I'm going to see if he can ask the question. Hold on.
I'm going to throw this at you, too. And still, here's another thing that I don't think you're assessing the whole part of tuning. I'm going to get out of the trailer or at my shop conversation about the motor. I'm going to be at the track with you just as the water box. Well, if I done went over this information with you, my first hit should be a very short hit, Sham. Maybe a 330, maybe even a 100 foot, a 60 to 100 foot pass, so I can get a clean reading on the plug to see what's going on. If I got a problem there, then I can stop and prevent tearing up shit, you know, before I just go make a full all-out blast and say, oh, fuck it, we hurt a piston or two, da-da-da-da-da. So it's that expediting shit is true. Because that's just a time for a lazy motherfucker, man. And Pete is right. If you want to expedite it because you know, but at the same time, he still has to have time to do what he knows to do.
Okay, can I tell him this too, Flap? Listen to me, man. Your first example tuner starts with your people in the water box. That's when your tuner starts. When they videoing how your car leave and take off, because you got to have some kind of instruction to tell the tuner what's going on before you even get to a tuner. Why is your problem is being that? Your tuner starts with your help. And from there, it goes on.
Let me open these mics up. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Let me see something. Zabo, your mic is open.
What's up, Sam?
What up with it?
Nothing much. What y'all talking about?
What
was the question?
Tuners right now.
Hey, Zay, let me ask you a question,
yeah.
Zay. I know you have some input on tuning your own car, but do you have somebody that assists you with that?
Of course.
Okay, let me ask you this. If they give you some information, you being the owner of Big Freak, if they give you some information and y'all share it and you do what they suggest and you go out there and the fucking motor get hurt, do you blame them and tell them they need to help you fix it or are you responsible or what?
No, you can't never. a person that ain't right mind ain't going to, you know,
not gonna blame them for, you know, or try to get your stuff fixed. No, that it don't work like that.
See, here goes Zay, you paying them,
Zay, to know what to do. Watch this. I'm not hard on the tuner. I'm just giving you. Okay, when you go anywhere, you go to the bank, you expect them to take care of your money. You go anywhere, you expect them to make sure the bill is paid correctly and put on the right account. And so I'm asking a question then. If you give me information, that means that you know what you're doing, because I don't know what I'm doing, and you give me false information.
Mike, hey, Mike Hill. Press the one button.
Hey, who's that, Tim?
I'm trying to get Mike on the phone. I'm going to see what he's going to say. Mike, just press the one button, please, so I can ask you this question.
I think so, Pete.
Okay, there you go. Hold on. Mike Hill.
What's up?
What's going on? Hey, check this out. They asked the question on the show, and Flop asked, he said, well, I asked the question. As far as a tuna is concerned, if I come to you and I ask you about tuning my car, and I tell you everything about my car, and then you tell me what I need to do. His example was this, just as simple as this. I got a dash 10 plug in my car, and you tell me, Sham, you need to put a dash 8 in your car. And you need to do this, and you need to do that. And then something happens when my car get hurt, the motor get hurt or whatever. Am I responsible for what you told me, or are you responsible?
Well, I mean, most time you try to tell people, I mean, any tuner should tell people, anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? You can't guarantee nobody. That they won't, you can't guarantee you can't hurt it, you won't hurt it, or something like that. I mean, that's nature of the beast, you know, right there.
Right, okay.
You know, I mean, you try not to. I mean, you don't want to, but, I mean, it can happen. Like, and that's why, like, me going into some people, you know, customers' cars, I like to know exactly where he is on the motor. I like to know stuff like that. Know a little bit more details of the motor, the engine package, and stuff like that. You know, because, like, you might think it's a 18-degree head or something, a standard nitrous head. Somebody else might have, they may have a 12-degree head on it. They may have a, instead of having an 80-something cc combustion chamber, engine builder might have sent you in there with a 58, 56, or a 60 cc combustion chamber, something that you wouldn't think of, and I mean that can bite you in the ass. That's kind of why I like to ask, you know, find out a lot more details about a person's motor before going into stuff like that myself. You know.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay. Anybody got a question? Well, I got them on the mic.
Well, I know for a fact, Mike, you don't like to just go in balls out. You just go in, you said, creep up on the tune-up. That way you learn and you know what you have and what you're doing.
Right.
You just don't go in there. You can turn it up on kill the first pass, but that ain't what you do. That ain't the way you do things.
Tim House asked, Mike, do you have a relationship with your customers before you get to working on a car so you can get an understanding?
I try to. That's why I like.
You must have a relationship with them.
I'm so familiar with like Gene Fulton stuff that like a lot of times you can stick maximum amount in those motors because I know what they like because I know kind of what Gene feel. But like I might can't do that if you go to TRE somebody that's using a different head or. Something. So, you know, and then you got to, like say, you got, like, then you got to tiptoe, you know, start out with something basic.
Like,
and then
like
kind of tiptoe
said, if
your
they
way
got
there.
A 54cc, you can't spray no more than 200 to it. Any more than that, you're going to bust it.
Yeah. I mean, it all makes a difference, you know.
Yeah, everything makes a difference. but you must know something before you go to the doctor.
Yeah, and I do a lot of, like, when people call me and they want me to help them, I get every combination that I try to, what they got, and if they able to make the changes that I want before we get there, I ask them to, but if they can't, I try to work with what they got and make the best out of it.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to boil down to the end that you will never be able to blame the mechanic or the about anybody you take your stuff to, and parts, and every part that you get, you don't know what's wrong with them parts. How long they've been there? They could be in a shop for 25 or 30 years, somebody bought them. They could have been dropped, cracks in them. And every day you go into the racetrack, if anybody are racers, everybody's been there and seen somebody break down or something break on a car every time you go there. And so how can it be the tuner or the mechanic? This stuff breaks day in and day out. Everybody don't see that. So I'm going to back up and I'm going to tell you.
I understand. I mean, I'm just asking a question. I was saying, if in fact I tell you everything, Mike, about my car, like you said, you want to get all this information about my car, and I tell you everything about the car, and the advice or I pay you to give to tell me what to do, and then from what you tell me, something happens. Something happens from what you tell me. Everybody is saying that I would be responsible, and I was just trying to get clarification for people to understand. Am I responsible?
Responsible for what? Sam? Responsible for fixing it?
Responsible for hurting the motor. Yeah, essentially it would be hurting the motor.
The tuner is, either way it goes, he human. He can make mistakes. I mean, but you hire him to do a job. I mean, and you can't.
Right.
You go in there knowing that something could happen and thinking that he invisible, that can't nothing. He can't make no mistake or do nothing wrong. You can't go into that way. I mean, he can make a mistake. He can.
Okay,
miss,
so
he
Mike,
how
I mean, let me ask you this: since you say that, how would I know if you make a mistake?
Hey, Sam, can I tell you a good example?
Preacher boy, hold on. Preacher boy, please, let me talk to Mike Hill. I got him on the phone for a reason.
Hold on, that little fucker.
If you
wait a minute, hold on, Mike. Hold on. Let me hang them up.
Oops, somebody
let me find them. I'm going to hang them up.
Going on.
Hold on one second. Stokes, are they on your mic? Wait a minute. Hold on. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
I do know a lot of tuners that won't accept the blame, and they'll find any excuse about something in the electronics bad or something happened with a nitrous. You know, or go around the world to find an excuse instead of accepting the blame. But I mean, I don't feel like nothing wrong with accepting the blame and saying, "Hey, man, I missed it." You know what I'm saying? And, you know, myself, I just don't see nothing wrong with that, you know, but, and I would, you know, I mean, because it's possible. I mean, today, you got to figure today, all like what we all doing today, all we doing is punching, most of us punching a laptop. I mean, hell, we can simply go in a grid and not put a minus sign in front of something, you know, or something simple, or wrong number, and you're in a wrong calculation and make a mistake. I mean, it's pretty simple, pretty easy to make a mistake. You know, that's why, like me, I try to double check behind myself. I set stuff up in a grid. Most of the time, I close it out, go back in there and look again, make sure what I put in there. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I mean, they try to stop what you're saying. You know. So.
Okay, I mean, for me, I have no clue. I mean, and I'm sure it's a whole bunch of people that ain't never used no tuner, so that's why I'm asking the question. You know, they may not know, you know, how it go, how it's supposed to go.
Everything got to start with self, man. If you're going to the situation, not not accepting the fact that something could happen, you know, then you messed up from the beginning.
Well, I would assume that if I go into this with a tuner, if I'm using it, he would tell me, well, I can do this, I can do this. This is the what possibly could happen, or, you know, this could possibly happen. Let's just say that. Does that make sense?
You can never say all the possibilities of what might happen, because anything could happen.
Go ahead, Pete. What you say?
Yeah. This ain't no different than this. Say you go into the casino, you go pay Skin to bet your money, and Skin lose your money. Do he owe you your money back?
Wait. The example you use, say it again.
If you go, you know, Skin gambles a lot, so you take Skin to the casino and say, here's my money, I want to win some money. Bet my money. He bets your money and loses it. Do he owe you your money back because you paid him because it's
no, I gave it to him.
What's the difference?
No, that's a bad example to me, because if the example that I gave,
the same, because you hiring a tuner to tune your car.
You
hire
a tuner,
you hire a gambler.
Can I give you an example? Can I give you a good example? I tune people cars.
Jam, fire all that noise, man.
I don't understand why you can't mute your phone if you're not talking. Why? I don't understand that. If you got multiple people on your line, damn, mute your phone. If I find it, I'm going to hang you up. Why you just can't mute your phone?
Well, look at this, Sam. What I'm trying to tell you, I tune a lot of people's cars, too, that y'all don't know about. One guy dropped a valve.
Lord, have mercy.
Is that my fault that he dropped the valve?
This is pure.
Hey,
I'm glad you laughed, motherfucker, but I beat the fuck out of y'all while you laughing.
I can't say whose fault it is if you drop a valve or not. I don't think that's not a good example to me, preacher boy.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm tuning this car.
I was in Alabama Saturday, and it was a guy running in a shootout with us. He got pretty nice 40-40 buster. I mean, he made a nice run, one pass, came back, made another pass, and all of a sudden you seen about the 330 mark just starts smoking like hell out the right side, burn it up. I'm like, what the hell did they go? I'm standing there like, what the hell did they go do? I mean, and he came back and he let me listen to it. He said, man, you bleed this right here. Damn fuel pump. You could turn the fuel pump on and then activate the nitrous. Not many people would have done this. He turned the fuel pump on, start activating the nitrous like he's flowing it through the motor, and you hear the fuel pump go, fuel pump slow way, way, way down and burn his motor up. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't catch that. Who, what if he hadn't caught that? Who was the same? Who's going to get blamed?
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't the tuner's fault. Just a faulty part on the car.
To what Puerto Rican Pete and Zay, I just want to say this.
Yeah.
Well, not just them, Flop too. Flop said it too. As far as your knowledge is concerned, I'm going in the blind, and I'm just saying. I'm saying this. If you're a paycheck racer, that's what Flop said, and I pay you because I don't know, and whatever you tell me to do hurts the car, then how do y'all feel like it's my responsibility? I'm responsible. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Flop,
that's
say,
what I'm saying.
And Puerto Rican people.
Responsible for what? It's more than one thing to be responsible for. Are you
responsible
for fixing it? Are you responsible for what happened?
No. Mike Hill told me, now I'm using you, Mike Hill, whatever he told me to do, whatever he suggested, he didn't suggest anything, because I hired him to make these decisions because I don't know. So once he made the decision, Sham, you need to do this. And we did it because he told me to do it, and then the motor got hurt. How is that my fault?
Well,
Sham. How you know if what he told you made the motor get hurt?
That's right.
What you mean?
Sham. How he know you did exactly what he told you to, and you wasn't 1 degree off here or a jet size off there? It's a lot of parameters that come in.
Wait. Now y'all going another. Okay, hold it. Now, see, I'm slow.
Hey,
just hold on. Work
Sham.
With me. Hold
Let
on,
me
Flop. Get, wait a minute. I'm saying, you trying to tell me something like if he telling me something over the phone and then I do it myself, that's different. We ain't talking about that. Because then you got it. That's a segue. No, we're not talking about that. I'm saying Mike Hill is with me. If you got a paycheck racer, he ain't doing nothing. He not going to no grid and all that, all of what y'all talking about.
If you don't know, you have to pay for it, Sham. And if that includes some of the paying for it, might include broken parts that you need to replace or fix. That's just part of your game as a checkbook racer.
That's
You gotta figure that tuner, he learning just like you. He's just a grader to his head of you. He learning. He ain't never stopped. Ain't no such thing as stop learning and racing.
Hey, Sam, the only thing the tuner to do, like I said earlier, is make you go faster. Instead of taking 2 months in a week, it'd be faster.
That's right.
We're doing everything you're doing, just doing it a little more so we know more. That's it.
All right. We're going to blow you up faster, Pete, one of the two.
Exactly. Hey, shit happened. Hey, I had a call.
Okay,
Mike Hill.
I got. Go ahead, Pete. I'm gonna ask somebody text me. I got two texts.
I had a
go
car
ahead,
about
Pete.
4 years ago. It's gonna make. I had a car 4 years ago. I was tuning. It's gonna make 3 perfect passes, and then the 4th pass it burn up. I said, "What the fuck?" And we couldn't find. We changed all the MSD. We changed everything, and all it was a goddamn the damper, the crank trigger, was moving on the whole bracket was moving on it.
Let me ask y'all this, Pete, you tune, and Mike Hill, since I got him on the mic. He says, what if the tuner has you buy the parts and he builds the motor and he tunes it and then it blows up? Is it your responsibility or is it the tuner responsibility?
Yours, man.
Too many people talking at one time. You asking the tuner to be responsible for like a lot of components. You asking the tuner, just like the engine builder. You can't expect the engine builder to be responsible for 1,000 different components that he put in that motor. I mean, he ain't gonna be responsible for it.
That's a good example, Mike. So you're saying, like, if you put the motor together and then, like what Preacher Boy said, and then the valve drop, that's whose fault is that? That you can't say whose fault it is then, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really say. I mean, even if it was a broken valve spring that caused it, what the engine builder gonna do? He ain't gonna be responsible for it because he didn't make the valve spring.
Right. I see what you're saying. Okay. Hold on. Let me open up the rest of the mics. They might want to ask a question. Hold on. Perm, your mic is open. Kimo, what you say, Perm?
I feel like with your question, man, it's like no matter what the situation, like if you paying a tuner, you paying that tuner to push your vehicle, to push your car. That's what he doing. That's what you paying him to do. You responsible because you want him to push that motherfucker. I don't want no tuner to leave me. I want my tuner to make me faster every time I go down the track down there.
Okay.
I can't hold him responsible for all the parts in my car. Or even a bad tune, cause like you can have trash in your. I didn't have trash in my tank, got in my injector, burned my shit up. That ain't his fault.
Okay, I mean, okay. Don't misconstrue me asking the questions. I'm just asking the questions. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just asking.
I can't see no tuna being responsible in too many situations at all.
This, a lot of the stuff y'all asking sound like a lot of the guys don't even need to be in racing because this ain't for them. They want to put the blame. Shit happens, man. It ain't never the tuna fault. It just happens. Fuck it. Even if it is his fault, man, he learning, you learning, keep it the moving, man. Get it fixed and go back out. That's how it is.
They need a car that don't need tune.
That's right. Car. That's what it is.
Okay. Hold on.
If you can't understand the fact that anything could happen while you racing or tuning on that thing, you don't need to have one of those type of cars.
Okay, Sham, let me ask you a question. Hey,
okay,
Sham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I've been listening for a minute. So you said, they were saying about a checkbook writer and all this. So when you go to the tuner, you say you don't know nothing. That's why you're paying him, right?
Right.
Okay, so if you don't know nothing and you went to somewhere to get a motor built and then the tuner is coming to tune you and to get you the best you can be, you tell him everything with your car. How do you know the parts that you're telling him is really inside your motor? So he going off the pretense of what you told him. So just hypothetically, it happened to me when I was a little younger. So you tell me I got this crate, I got these rods, I got these pistons, and you know you got these heads. So he say, well, with the cam you got and everything you got, you should be able to spray 350-400, right? You do everything he tells you to do. He tune the car, you blow it up. When you open that motherfucker up, you got a scat stock replacement rod with a hyper-protected piston. So you said you don't know, but all you got is money. So you going to a guy to get you the best that you can be. And you tell him everything about your car, but what if the stuff you telling him really ain't inside your motor?
Then that's your fault. How you going to tell him if you don't know?
Okay, so if you get a motor built, you only going off whoever built your motor or whoever
you're that's your fault because you went to the wrong engine builder, sir.
So if you go to Mike Hill and say, hey, Mike Hill, I got a Malibu with XYZ in it. I got this head. He can see the heads pretty much. I got this crank, these rods, this cam, this, and the other. And then he say, well, okay, based off my experience, we're going to start out small. And you start out small with a 150. 150 go cool. Start out to a 175. That 175 go cool. He bumped that motherfucker up to a 200, and you in the oil pan. And then when you get in the oil pan, now you break it apart, and everything that you told him that should have been in it, ain't in it. You can't fault him. Like, when you go into racing, I was taught when I was 15, I ain't been to racing, but putting the motors in. Hey, man, it's like a sign, say, enter at your own risk. It's ain't for everybody. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's not. Some break, you responsible no matter what goes on. You responsible, the owner of the vehicle. Because guess what? You went to that man and asked him to do what he can do, and it didn't work out for you. It's just like you racing a motherfucker, and he hits your cop. You think he could have come out of his pocket and help you get your car fixed? No.
So okay.
What? That's your responsibility.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me keep. I got a few more before. Hold on. I got a couple more. That's open. Wait a minute. Hold on. 773-4387. Who is that? Hello.
Just listen.
Okay.
Just listen.
Okay. Chuck, your mic is open.
Whatever you do with your car is your responsibility, point blank.
Hello.
You can't blame man motherfucker out there.
Mm-mm. So
that's just the bottom line.
Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay. Whit, come on, Whit.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Whit. This is 901 Whit. I'm a well-known tuner here in the grill game. And if you let me tune your car, I'll bust it.
Boy, that fool,
oh, man. Nah.
Hey,
I'm, you know,
trying to sound so professional. I like listen.
Oh, man!
I've been laughing my ass off, Sham. I said, "Mike got a little." But him and Flop telling y'all right. And Preacher Boy, too. You got a Preacher Boy in there, too. He right, too. You got the basement. And if you don't have a relationship, you're going to have to get one. Because if you don't, you're going to feel like you got fucked.
Oh, now that's a great point right there. That's a great point.
Yeah, I'm
that's
just
a great,
saying.
But,
you're going to automatically feel like you got fucked if you don't get a relationship.
Hey, Whit, but see, I beg to differ. The only reason why I say that is because it don't matter what our relationship is. If I go to Mike Hill, and because Mike Hill is a tuner, I expect for Mike Hill to be able to make me go faster because he is a tuner. So if he tell me to do something, then that's what I'm going to do. I mean, whatever he say, that's
right.
What I'm essentially
right.
– that's what I'm paying him to do.
I'm quick to tell people I'll try my best, but I can't make no guarantees. I tell people
right.
that on the heartbeat myself now.
Let me tell you what a lot of people do, and they have it backwards. Mike know, he kind of know because he tuned a lot. A lot of people get a lot of different people to work on their car. Now, let me tell you, in this grudge game, you got to ask a whole lot of questions. You got to ask a lot of questions. You got to do that. You be scared. You might not want to ask him this. You might not want to ask Kenny Hupp this. You might not want to ask Mike Hill that. I asked all of them. I didn't give a damn. I didn't let all of them work on my car, though. Tim Turner, Mike Hill, the only two guys that ever worked on my car for us tuning and helping with my race program.
Okay.
I asked a lot of questions, though. Because I'd be wanting to get other guys' input on what Mike might even told me, or what Tim might even told me, or what Bobby might even told me. I get everybody's input on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because Bobby told me some stuff, and he was doing stuff with the separation and stuff, and the, you know, it just a lot of I don't separate like four-lane cars, and I figured that out. You know, after asking a whole lot of questions and everything. So, like Chris Ford said, you're going to have to get a relationship, and you're going to have to learn. If you don't do those
right.
two things,
you're
going to feel
with
like
questions.
You got fucked. You got to learn. Right. You're going to have to learn. If you don't want to learn, and you don't want to ask questions, then and you don't want a relationship, you're going to feel like you got fucked, and you're going to be jumping around the place like a lot of these guys. Oh, and then they talk about it.
You're
going to
be running to people
to
people.
Yeah. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to learn your car. Like I always say, Shane, if you don't get your car the way you can run that bitch off the trailer, your tuner or none of that motherfucker ain't helping. Ain't nobody helping you.
Ain't worth
I don't care
fuck.
What nobody tell you. You ain't worth a fuck if you can't get that bitch to where you can run it to a decent number. If your car's supposed to go 450 and you can't get that bitch to run 460, let me a low 70 or high 60 off the trailer all the time and let something going on, then your tuner ain't really, he ain't hurt you,
shit.
But he ain't helping you either.
Now,
hey, shit,
Mike Hill, do you agree with that? Hold on, Whit. Do you agree, Mike Hill?
I kind of missed some of that. I kind of missed what Whit was saying. I was in the middle of something. I missed a little bit.
Can I say something to you?
Mike, you're trying to get your car where you can run it off the trailer to try to get familiar with your car. The way you know what's going on and what it like and don't like. You need to know your car other than what your tuner is
doing.
Your tuner doing.
Well, I mean, Wick probably using different words for it. I call it window.
Explain to
window.
Them that a one-hit wonder tuner.
Yeah,
ain't shit.
A window.
If he make you go fast one time, he ain't shit. It got to be consistent.
Right.
If he can make you consistent, you're a bad motherfucker.
But you heard what Mike said. You need to put a window on what you're trying to do. And that's kind of like what I'm saying. You know, like know what's going on with your program and know what your car counter can do and know where you at different tracks and if the track hot. You got to get out here and know and listen and know what's going on. If you don't, you're just going to be out there like, oh, shit, he didn't do a good job. Or fuck, you know, it's just different shit, you know. You got to know.
Okay.
You got to learn.
Chicken Man, your mic is open. Come on.
Hey, man, simple facts. You brought it, you own it. You don't blame no motherfucker. Something happened, you get back in war and fix the motherfucker. And if you don't like how he did it, you find you another motherfucker until they get it right. You blame your pockets and yourself. That's the bottom line, man.
Well,
in
listen,
my book.
Listen.
You blame your pockets and yourself.
Hold on, Terry. Check it out. A good tuner going to tell you on a hot day, you need to change this. On a cool day, he's going to tell you to change this. If you got that relationship. If you don't have that relationship,
man, but
he's going to say, man,
machinery,
the weapon has changed.
Shit
come
happens.
Back.
In this game,
Lord,
shit happens, man.
You got them engine building tuners.
This game, shit happens. To me, if something happens, man,
yeah.
You put your ass behind your head. You talk, you pout, fix the motherfucker. If you don't
that
like how that motherfucker done it.
Hey, Terrell, that's what makes you a cast station.
You
well,
let me tune that bitch
no,
out.
No, 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 no. That's what makes you get knowledge. Preacher boy, that's what makes you get knowledge. Either you're going to learn to do something on your own, or
now,
Whit,
why you
want to
bust it? Why you want to bust everybody motor?
That's why you don't let me do it.
Hey, man, I so like to know who Preacher Boy, who let Preacher Boy tune that car.
What you trying to say, Kimo?
You ain't got to stop. He ain't got to worry about that, because I'll beat that
you
ass.
On the
while he's sucking dick on the line. While he's sucking dick on the line, I will beat that motherfucking ass.
What you
hey,
trying to say, Kimo?
Those rough, you know?
Let him figure that part out.
Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy, you know you both talking. Get on the side of him, you'll find out.
That's all he got to do. All
Steve,
he's
your mic is open.
Because he ain't got nothing. I'm going to beat that ass.
Preacher Boy, I'm not
Kimo coming, I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kimo, what you
hey,
trying
man,
to say, Kimo?
My baby will be grown. My baby will be grown when
oh,
Kimo come.
Preacher Boy say he tuning some cars. He tuning cars, man. Who the fuck let him tune?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, how much.
So essentially, what the bottom line up top is.
Hold on, let me straighten them out. What I eat don't make Kimo shit, but Kimo, when y'all get ready to get on the line, I'm going to show you what I can do. And when I beat your ass, let me tune that shit you got. I'm going to drive that shit to the wall for you.
Oh, shit.
I don't duck a motherfucker, bitch.
I pass, preacher. I'll pass.
That's fine. I know you're betting with the Detroit boy. Hey, I know you're betting with your people. And when I run your boy, what's his name? What's the dude's name with the Malibu? Ponytail? I know you're betting with him. Bring your money to me.
Hell no. Is it crazy?
Boy, you sound like... You kind of...
Why? Bring your money to me.
This is pure entertainment.
This is pure entertainment. Listen. Hey,
oh,
and for my Chicago buddy, when I was studying that motherfucker on the other line with that sick-ass Camaro, I'm gonna bust his ass.
Hey, lock your ass in, man. Don't talk to me, bro.
Man, I've been telling you that, bro.
Lock your ass in,
you ain't got nothing but, listen, you ain't got nothing but next month. You got 2 weeks.
Lock your
oh, you
ass
two,
in,
two,
preacher
two
boy.
But I tell you, 2 weeks more time,
Friday.
Didn't
it?
What you trying to say,
don't give
Zabo?
Me no date. Hey, but listen, he's talking shit. I already told him.
Hey, lock
in
Bobby Conway on Friday.
I'm going to lock you in a week before it's time to rape.
Ah, okay, then. Look, you talking.
Why you talking?
What are you talking about?
Check,
don't talk to
me,
bro. You'll get
check
your ass locked in and talking with me.
Lord, have mercy.
Hey, Zay, but we didn't have this conversation.
Hey, Mike Hill, I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Somebody text me this. You still there?
Yeah, boss.
Okay.
I'm here.
They asked me, they said, how about if the tuner speeds you up faster than you ever been, do he get paid more?
Nah. I don't know. Well, I mean, some people will. Some people.
Oh, man, not the tip.
If they really appreciate.
Not the tip.
Not
I
the
mean,
tip.
I mean, I have had it from a pro mod racer that we used to go race, and they used to burn his stuff up every weekend. And hell, we went out there, we went faster, didn't burn up, ran quarter mile, and did good. And yeah, they tip. We appreciate it because they like we normally have to leave and go spend money fixing the motor. So I mean, some people will, some people won't, but I mean, they ain't required to. Because if you give them a price, they ain't required to give you, man, not
just
one
right,
time extra.
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you, what do I want to say? What does tuning consist of? Can you give me like a short synopsis of what does that mean? What does that job entail?
I mean, mainly power. I'd say power management. Power management, and some people probably consider part of the chassis and shocks and all that stuff is part of tuning nowadays. You know. So.
Oh, they go together. They go together.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
Oh man, not one hand.
So it's not just
the
tuning the motor. It's getting down the track also.
Well, I mean, all that's tuning, but sometimes it's better to have people that's good in all of them departments, and then everybody put their head together, and they'll let make for a better team.
Good report. Good report, Mike.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, them freaks, boy, are fool, baby.
Hey, Mike, I keep my chassis man on deck with me, man. When I go to race, I call my chassis man. I do all the tuning of my motor. My chassis
No, I mean, that's a good thing, like, I mean, especially nowadays with radio. I mean, I think it's a good thing. Like, I don't call myself
yes.
no chassis guy. I mean, I know how to move for me.
I can work on the motor.
I preach it more. I can move for myself, but I don't do it. What's a good tone than that?
Got any questions on chassis building, Sham?
We just talking about tuning right now because, I mean, I got the man himself, Mike Hill, on, our very own Puerto Rican Pete.
Actually, preacher boy, if you get that chassis right, you really don't never have to really mess with that chassis.
Hey, Sham, can I say something?
You get it right, it'll help your motor. Your motor can be right, and all it takes is a little tune on the chassis to go a lot faster. You don't have to touch the motor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that, though.
Yeah.
I always
want to
get
something
on
through
this stuff.
Huh?
Well, this is what I want to get in. This is the unknown. I mean, I look at life as like a GPS, you know, and I want to say this because I figured it out. Me and my daughter was riding one day, and she kept making wrong turns with the GPS on. So what I told her, I said, well, since you blame the GPS for everything, won't you cut the GPS off and trying to figure out where you're going? It's the same thing if you cut the tuners off, regardless of whoever they are, then where are you going to go at? So why can you going to keep blaming somebody that's trying to help you? That's why I said know where you're putting your mind at. Just like you turn that GPS on to get somewhere, that's going to take you everywhere you need to go. So if you go in a strange place and turn it off and trying to find your way out without that GPS, I'm gonna sit back.
Okay. I don't even know how to give you a response, but okay. Thank you for that. Do anybody else got something? That's it. All right. Well, no more questions. Y'all sure?
It's hey, like Sam, pulling teeth. I got something. I got
come
something.
On, Terrio.
Tell that bitch ass baby it's a month away before I beat his ass.
You wake up. Hey, Sam, this is pure entertainment.
Man. My God. Hey, if I don't go, that race by itself is worth its price of admission right there. That's one race by itself.
Tuners and everybody got all this shit, man. This is pure entertainment, man.
Oh, man.
You're very disrespectful, Zabo.
Huh?
Hey, Sam, the 24th is coming up quick.
Hey, Zabo.
It's coming.
It's the end of the month.
Hey, Zabo.
It's the end of March.
Hey, Sam.
Huh?
Sam, I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
Ooh, you ain't ready right
now.
Sam,
that bitch wasn't ready that once it was warm in Chicago and at the Grove. That bitch wasn't ready then.
Well, okay, we'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll see. We got,
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. What's our boy name with the regal with Zabo now? What's his name?
Jeremiah.
Is Jeremiah part of your team? Zabo?
Man, you must be on the bottom,
you,
man. You must be
on
the bottom tonight,
Fisher
boy.
I want you to reply to that.
You must be
on
the bottom
tonight,
man.
I'm going to make B-Fan. I'll make B-Fan beat the fuck out of him.
Man, what is you going to do, man? I'll beat the fuck out of you, B-Fan, and then fuck about your ass and your kid.
I'm
going to
beat your ass out of your ass.
Motherfucking, they said the track open up the second of motherfucking April.
Man,
that
I'm not running up here.
I will beat that boy. Hey, motherfucker, where the fuck you ready right now then?
Because we traveling.
You're very disrespectful there, Zabo.
You You got 500 to be the crowd and ask participants. You got 500. You got, hey, boy, you got 500 for next week. I'm going to pay you to stand on to give ass a shit. All right, then, well, shut your bitch ass up. You got a wee-wee. You ain't got a dick. You got a little wee-wee, motherfucker.
Hey,
I see it after I put it in
you these last two times.
You didn't get it in, but you got it in the freeze. You got it in one of my freezes,
that's
bitch,
cool.
And you thought you got it.
I still got out.
I know that.
Oh, man.
You got a wee-wee. You a little kid.
Thank you, Terry.
Hey. You don't want to go to the Grove.
Thank you, Terry.
Come on the street.
Thank you.
Come on the street.
Thank you, Terry.
Two cars move. It's a race. Boy, I will fuck over you, boy. With my Monte Carlo.
You supposed to. Look at what you got and look at what I got.
I think you said it. You just capped it.
I did.
Thursday.
But you think I'm going to let you just capture me and work on your car and do whatever you want to do and I got a regular everyday out? Good luck.
Well,
right
I got a regular
man,
everyday car.
Hey. Right playing wrong man.
What
is you talking about?
I see you on the 24.
What is you talking about?
I try that old regular ass car every day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, get yourself silly ass.
Okay. Hey, I see you in a couple of weeks, boy. Don't worry about it.
I know. You gonna
I
wish
see
you
in
wouldn't.
A few weeks.
You gonna wish you wouldn't.
Now you can do. Hey, ho, player. That's all you can do is win.
You gonna wish you
wouldn't,
motherfucker. You gonna wish you wouldn't.
Dying with hell
at the grill.
Motherfucker, get on the phone. Got my staff. I'm ready right now.
Right now.
We got home
fresh
ready.
Right.
Bitch, I'm gonna pay you.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna
right
pay you
now.
500.
Hey, man, it's 50 degrees out there, man.
Who's gonna
be racing you in 50 degree weather, man?
Oh, come on, man. I gotta run in the same way.
So what? Your car's
what?
More suited to do that than mine. You got big cars on
it. Motherfucker.
So
that sounds like a mother.
What does
that
make sense
that,
that, that,
I'm,
but what do
hey,
it make, make
I'm
going to
take
sense,
out
the
Willie Bar.
Can you make
I'm,
it make
I'm
sense?
I'm going to take out the Willie Bar there for your big ass.
Can you make it make sense?
Man, I see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, well, shut
I'll
your bitch ass
weeks.
Up, man. Well.
Vaughn, are you there? I open your mic. You press the one button.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Every
Thursday.
Anybody looking for me, I'm on here. Anybody with a G-body on here looking for me, I'm on the phone in case y'all didn't know.
Oh,
I will beat your ass Friday,
your
Vaughn.
Mic is open.
Vaughn, I will beat your ass Friday, motherfucker.
Hey, old man. Hey, you old man. Just shut up, man. You just rambling.
That man
Vaughn.
Just battling out on that. He came out.
Vaughn. Yeah, that got them.
Hey, hey, hold on, Kimo. Hold on. What you say, Terry or Devon? What you say?
I will beat Gunplay ass Friday. Lenny told him that. Will beat his ass Friday.
Right. Vaughn, your mic has been called.
Yeah. Now, it's Friday. Where we racing that on Friday?
At Bobby Cole race. And you know.
Hey, hold on. Terrio, you threw me off because I'm ready right now. When you said Friday, I thought you were talking about this week. You still talking about April, motherfucker?
Oh, man.
I will beat your ass come April,
hey,
motherfucker, with
one
Gunplay. With Gunplay, I will
open.
Beat Gunplay ass, boy. Hello?
Man, you ain't.
Hey, boy.
You ain't.
Hey, boy, I will beat your ass, motherfucker. How am I
Hey, listen, man.
Knock
you
your
just,
trick
it's,
ass
it's
in.
It's a proven fact that you would say anything because you talking shit to Zay, and he be beating the fuck out of you.
Hey, man.
So you just
okay,
talking.
But,
I know you
okay.
talking.
Well, lock in, then. That's how you talk.
That man,
how you get,
that
how you get
bobbing,
mad at
it,
lock
just
in.
He like talking, man. He don't got no,
hold it.
No
hold
purpose. Yeah, what he's saying.
He
just
talking because he got lips. I can tell, Skin, your daddy, because Skin still be talking shit to me, and I beat the fuck out of him, and you be talking shit to Zay,
oh,
and Zay beat the fuck out of you. We tell y'all, Skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
oh, man.
What?
Hey,
you just said, Sam, did I hear correctly
Did that trick
it's
just
131
that?
Over
I
here.
Thought you was talking about this weekend or something about 41 or something. Did I just hear that trick just say that? Did
I
that trick ass Vaughn just say
and
that?
Listen, you old in your age. You ain't hear me say nothing about 41.
You ain't lying. I turned 60 next Wednesday, motherfucker. You want to give me a birthday present? You trick, motherfucker. The track's opening up.
Hey, I'm going to give you a birthday present. I'm going to give you a birthday present. I'm going to unlock your knees. Lock knees, motherfucker.
Hey, Vic, your mic is open.
I'll run you with your car. I'll run you with your car.
You're going to run you with
your
car. What you want to do?
Why would I do that? I want to whoop your ass. I want to whoop your car first.
Okay. Well, hey, guess what?
Okay.
Good luck.
Bitch ass little
good
baby.
Luck.
I know. Remember that motherfucker? I told you he got electrocuted, motherfucker. That you looking at taking too
you,
much.
You the dumb
he
ass.
Got electrocuted.
You
okay.
Sick. Good
all
luck.
Right. Okay. Okay.
You can't win, dummy.
Unbelievable.
Hey, where Preacher Boy at?
Lord, him must.
I'm right here. I'm red handed.
Hey,
he's somewhere looking at somebody tune up.
Shut up, man.
What you trying to say, Kimo?
Hey, Preacher Boy, y'all taking beef and calling Bobby Cole Ray?
You got to ask him that. I don't know nothing about that. Ask BP and he on the phone.
He's still on there? Y'all taking that call to Bobby Cole Ray?
No, that's April 20-something, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, remember I told you last week I opened my store then.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll leave that alone. Dude.
Man,
don't worry about it.
That nigga
don't
go out of town. He don't want to say he don't go out of town. That's all. He don't go out of town.
Hold on. Hey, Vaughn.
What
all
the fuck
is funny.
Is you ain't got nothing to say.
I ain't finna explain. Only you talk for me. All of that's funny. But every time somebody get on your ass, that's right on your caliber. You show back up like a 34-4. Don't worry about what you're going on.
Hey, you don't know nobody that ain't got on me, boy. So shut the fuck
man,
up.
Motherfucker, I got on your ass. You bagging like a 34-4. Fuck is you talking about? Oh, I got on tape, motherfucker.
Why would I be running from a first degree coward?
You talking about the man who ran everyday street cars? Okay, I understand. I know.
I just put in work at the racetrack.
I don't care who y'all put on the side of me. I just put in work.
Man.
I don't care who y'all put on the side of me.
You always put in work. You make one good pass, the second one look like
listen, you weren't complaining when I raced in Green Q Combo with your car. You weren't complaining then, so don't complain when I beat the rest of their ass.
I ain't complaining. That was two years ago, Vaughn. God damn, he made you. Ain't nobody talking to you. You sit over there and worry about how to take your knees apart from knocking, motherfucker. That's what you do. Ain't nobody talking to you when I talk to you. Oh, man. Yeah, hey. It's so funny.
Hey, Sam, it's so funny that next weekend our home track is open and all these motherfuckers, Jay and this bitch-ass motherfucker, bitch-ass baby, wants to go out of town. Vaughn wants to go out of town, but we got a home track and motherfuckers don't want to do nothing.
Hold on, Terrio. That's why I asked you what day you were talking about because I was ready for you to say this weekend. That's what I said. I didn't say nothing about it. I was ducking 41.
So hold on. Hey, listen, hear me out.
The home track is opening up. And it's my duty to protect you from all you cowards, you coward motherfucker. And I'm going to protect you from
how the fuck am I a
coward
and I'm trying to lock your trick ass in?
You ain't trying to lock me in. I just called you, me, you,
and skin on the phone to try to lock you in, and you hung up on
me.
Man. Get your ass out of here.
Man.
If I hung up on you,
we on Sam's show, old trip, motherfucker. Lock in right now, motherfucker.
Hey, listen, this your time to show out. Use a talk show. I'm outside, right? You on the talk show.
What are you fucking talking about a talk show, man? And our whole track is opening up the next week, man. What the fuck you talking about, Terry? You not even ready to your car in April, man.
You had to go lend your, you had to sublease your car to somebody else. You sublease your car
okay.
so you can get a race.
Are you jealous? I got a dumb bitch ass kid, baby.
Listen, I'm happy because I'm looking at you and I'm like, I'll never be a coward like that old coward ass nigga and make somebody else race my car. I'll never be like you, coward.
And I'm trying to race my car this weekend, motherfucker. Come home. Come home, Lassie. Come home. 41
man.
Is opening hey, up
listen,
next
man.
Week. Drink.
Hey, listen, you should let me be your daddy instead of skin because you a coward.
Hey, Sam, look at that motherfucker dancing all around. 41 opening up next week.
Hey, Terry, everybody know they surfing in the track, man. Why is you trying to run?
Man, they not surfing the motherfucking track. They not trying to surface the track to the second week in May, motherfucker.
Why is he trying to race somebody? Hey, listen, you've been running down that goddamn track.
Hold it, motherfucker. You've been running down that track for the last 3-4 goddamn years, and you ain't that strong.
Where me and you at, motherfucker?
Oh, man, you ain't shit. That's how stupid you are. We gonna see how stupid I am on the phone. I know how dumb you are. Stay up here. Man, that boy dumb it in a box of rocks.
That nigga uses his hand for a hat rack. That's
it.
He got a hat rack. He ain't got no brain. Dumbass.
The new name can't get right. That's all your head is, Terry, a hat rack.
Yo, dumbass. You like a scarecrow.
Lord, how much?
I would love to put my car together just to knock his head off. But it ain't working. Cause I'm like, man, everybody know, ain't no way in hell you could have whooped me, and I got off. Damn.
What's Terry? What preacher boy? Preacher boy, you check that tune-up out of yet?
What on the laptop, man?
That motherfucker say he tuned a lot of guys' cars. Lord, Evers.
What you
man,
trying
you
to say, Kimo?
Hey, stop. Hey, I don't need you to talk to me. Let me straighten the bitch out. When a bitch is talking to me, let me address the bitch. Hey, Kimo, we're going to start out like this, Playboy. What I do don't make you shit, man. What I eat don't make you shit. So why you so worried about me, you dick sucker? You sucking dick. You hide behind the rest of your mother sucking dick. It don't faze me no way, no how, what you doing. All you got to do is show up one time for us to get out. See, that's the difference between me and you. I don't give a fuck what you always do. You say you a tuner. Lord have mercy. That's the first I heard of that one. Well, that's the first you heard of a lot of shit. Hey, listen. It's the first of a lot of shit you heard. Yeah, you don't know shit about me. Hey, young bitch. You don't know nothing about me. Right. Like, you want to be young money? You a young bitch.
My.
They don't know how to talk to you. They don't know how to address you. You a young bitch. And they supposed to call you that. Hey, that's man, why they put your ass back on the shelf. They put you back on the shelf. I know you ain't no goddamn tuner. I know that. How can you tell that?
Man.
How can you tell that? Who done whooped me? I took my own shit.
Man.
Come to the groove.
I wouldn't give, I wouldn't give a fuck where you go. Hey, listen, I don't give a fuck where you go. That's your money, your dime. You ain't got to come to the Grove, 41, 131. I wouldn't give a fuck where you go.
That motherfucker said, I'm a tune. Lord, I'm a...
I'm going to get to tune your ass up soon. Real soon. I'm like that other motherfucker. The weather getting better.
Preacher boy.
Hey, that's all everybody. Everybody been hiding behind that snow and rain. Now the weather looking good. You know what I'm saying? I feel like who about to come outside to play with me? I'm in the sandbox by myself, man. Who coming outside, man? I know.
Oh,
Saint,
man.
Who else coming?
Not the race car barn.
Y'all heard what he said. Who's coming out to play with him?
Hey, Preacher boy.
I feel like everybody trying to run to them new cars because they scared of the track. They scared of that pressure. So they trying to run to them new cars and stay the fuck away from me. Get up out of here. Hey, man, you want to race a car you got from the car lot, man. You can do that every day at the stoplight, man.
Hey, y'all heard what the man just told y'all? You heard what the man just told y'all? While you cracking jokes, sucking dick.
Y'all leave that young crowd alone over there. Y'all old ass trying to pick on the young crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Get them, come fuck with the veterans that's been racing.
Hey.
That's all.
Hey,
y'all
got all
the way.
Hold on.
He got to race kids, man. That's the only way Skid can shine, man.
Hey, he's trying to race. They got all them Detroit cars over there. I don't see that dick sucker over there volunteer to get out.
You can't with nothing over here, you stupid son of a bitch. What you want to race over
I
here?
I can't tell.
What you want to race?
I can't tell.
You can't run with nothing out of Detroit, man. Stop. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Hey, man.
Man,
didn't y'all say
you,
y'all
got
that? Didn't you stupid little bitch say you had y'all races in May?
Man.
Y'all said y'all got action going in May. I'll be right there to fuck y'all up.
Okay. Hey, preacher boy. You go there hollering.
So we ain't got nothing
ain't
to talk
run
about.
A solo. You ain't going to run a solo coming out of Detroit, man. Please stop.
Well, we'll see. We'll soon see, won't we? Hey, everybody remember what that bitch said now. I want y'all to remember what he said.
Yeah. You definitely ain't gonna run nothing come out my camp. I promise you.
You ain't got no camp. Listen,
yeah.
You ain't got no camp.
Hey, preacher boy,
all
I'm
you faggots in your
own
camp.
Hey, I'm gonna jump in
you
my
remember,
own
you bitches in your camp ain't built like that.
Man.
Hey, listen, you remember you told us that bitches in your camp not built like that. Y'all ain't built like that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what I tell you. You get your ass in the way, I'm gonna run you over. You in the fucking way with
what's
that junk you got, boy.
That's your next job. If you don't run into me with your truck, if you don't run into my trailer with your truck, you ain't got shit coming.
Hey, Kimo.
You ain't got shit coming.
Hey, Kimo, what camp you in, Kimo?
Regulator
Hostile.
Racing. What you want to do, Von? Hey, Von, what you want
Hostile.
To do?
Hostile.
Huh? Say what?
What you want to do with one of the piles out of my camp? What you want to do?
No, I'm not threatening you, brother. I just want to know so I know.
Okay.
Man, don't bow down to them, bitch.
I'm not bowing down to him. I'm just getting to understand it with a grown man.
Man.
That's all. I'm just getting to understand with a grown
man. He's
not a
grown man. That's a bitch. That's not a grown man, Vaughn.
Vaughn,
don't bow down to that bitch.
Vaughn drunk. That's all. Vaughn.
I'm trying to give him something to soak up on it. If he's drunk, I'm trying to soak him up. Don't let that bitch talk to you like that.
I'm trying, it's a difference. See, everybody else on the floor trying to talk shit. I'm trying to see if somebody trying to race me.
He just said he's trying to run you with something from Detroit. Surprised you ain't hear him say.
I'm trying to race you, Vaughn. What are you talking about? You trying to see if somebody's trying to race you? I'm trying to race your trick ass.
Hey, Terrio, when you trying to run?
Next week.
Terrio, the track don't open up until April 2nd. So that's next week, not this weekend.
Right. I said next week. Next week is April 2nd.
Next week
I'm
is 41.
Ass.
Yeah. Next week at 41?
Yes. Gunplay against my car.
All right, not get 502 or better. Not get 502 or better. My car against Blue Matchet.
Gunplay against Blue Matchet. Ace Miles. Where?
What day? What day?
I guess Sunday.
How you guess? You just said what day the track open. Come on, man.
Sunday.
Stop playing, man. Nah, we ain't gonna do
Sunday.
We ain't gonna do this. We gonna wait. We ain't gonna do this. Stay real. Did I just call you trying to lock you in yesterday? What happened?
I wasn't on the phone, Vine.
Are you on the phone?
No, I wasn't, sir.
Okay. I'm on your ass, Terrio. Did you try to show out now?
Please
You like my girl. I told her don't go outside, goddammit, with them tight shorts on. You showing out now. You got the tight shorts on, you showing out.
Hey, Vaughn. Listen to this. I'll take BCN car, I'll take the back tie and the brakes from you.
Hey, preacher boy, I'm not talking to you about no racing. Fuck you and B-Fan. I'm not talking to y'all about no racing. Y'all not in
okay.
my class. Y'all not on my
That's
level.
I'm through talking to you. That's the end of the subject.
Motherfucker gonna call me out and ask for a spot. Leave me alone if you gotta ask for a spot.
You asked me for one. I gave you one.
Hey, listen. I asked you for a spot to replace the race. Because you was racing K-Dog, and I ain't wanna not race. I ain't wanna not race you. I tried to get something for the fans. You know what I'm saying? Okay then.
You did.
My car wasn't even ready, and I still ran you. It ain't.
I'm trying to get something for the fans.
All right. Well, if you try to get something for the fans, what? B-Fan. Hey man, B-Fan got the break, man. You got the break to the eighth at Bobby race, man.
No. We in Chicago. We not taking this car. He already said I can't take it. Back.
He can't travel. He can't travel. His car don't go out of town. Okay,
travel.
That's all I'm saying from the get go. Okay, well listen. When the Chicago race come up, then that's when I'll talk to y'all. Until then, let me do what I'm doing, cause y'all not on my level. Let me do what I'm doing.
He might not be on your level. Okay, he might not be on your level. You on house arrest.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. I know the old saying, they say when a motherfucker fuck with somebody else, ex chick, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You trying to find treasure in my trash. Be big trash, man.
Hey, that's between you and him on that conversation now. I ain't going there.
Nah, I'm just telling you, calling me out with somebody that I made irrelevant. You
sound dumb. I was going to be in control of the car, man. I'm going to take a car to break and beat your ass. But since you said the break, you know the track opened up in a week. So the week after next, I'm going to give them a chance to go down there with a couple cars.
Hey, listen, man. I don't have to keep talking to y'all about when the track opens. Y'all can meet me at a track that's open.
I was trying to keep it local, bro, because he got probation.
I'm just saying, man. Just watch your mouth when you're talking to me, man. You ain't talking to anybody.
I am watching my mouth. You didn't hear what the
That's
fuck
a little
I
bit.
Said. Listen.
Just a little
I'm giving you just a little respect that you need. I said I'm going to take BP and come and beat your ass at 41 in 2 weeks. Now, all you got to do is say yeah or nay. You said
okay. I can't
open.
Say yeah.
What,
I can't say yeah.
For 2 weeks.
And listen, I can't say yeah and then we ain't agreed on no race.
Well, you did. You just said you're going to give us a break today. I'm going to take that with BP and Cop.
You going to take that at 41 with the BP and Cop is what you said. I said you had the break in the eighth in Memphis. Now you take it to 41.
No.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Memphis track in Chicago,
I think he cannot leave.
Hey,
hold on, man.
He cannot
leave. Hold on, preacher boy. Hold on. Memphis is fucking 750 miles away from 41. That's the difference, motherfucker.
Why would I go that far to beat your ass when I can do it right here in Chicago with his car?
Okay, you're right. You're right, preacher boy.
I'm only trying to keep it 100 with you, bro.
Hey, listen,
the man
listen,
cannot
man.
Leave Chicago.
When I catch, hey, listen, hear me out. Hear me out. When
okay.
I catch y'all ass at the track with money in y'all pocket and that car, y'all not going to even talk to me, man. Y'all going to say,
hey,
go
bro.
On, get away from the trailer.
I ain't never broke.
Why you messing with
I
us,
ain't never
bro?
Got no paper
Why you messing with us?
I don't have paper
That's what y'all going to say.
You just said 5 on 2,000 or better. I cover that all day. He can cover that himself.
Man, we not gonna talk. We not talking about the money. The money don't matter.
Well, you just
the money
said,
don't matter.
You said it's the money. Like, you said when I catch out at the track with some money in your pocket. I can talk about that. I say in 2 weeks. Now I'm talking to you. In 2 weeks, I take the break from you and beat your motherfucking ass.
Hey, listen.
And that's the
call
tuning
weeks,
on.
I might race somebody this week. I don't want to talk to you about 2 weeks ahead of time. I don't want to talk to you about
that. I understand that, but you try to lock me in from Memphis, and Memphis is a month away. We talking about some shit 2 weeks away, something that we can reach out and touch. So shake.
Oh man.
Shake the feathers off. Shake the feathers off your ass, because it sounds like you're kicking right now. I'm gonna take that break.
Somebody
kill. With
somebody kill
this
phone.
Ass in 2 weeks.
Man, I don't want to hear none of that picture, but I don't know what you're saying.
Hey,
it sounds like I'm trying to be calm. It sounds like I'm trying to be calm and let you say whatever you want to say, but I don't know what the rest of that shit is.
Okay, listen to me. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you. I want you to understand what's going on. You asked for a race 2 weeks from now. I asked for something in 2 weeks from now. Like you just told Terrio.
Hey,
I'm not Terrio.
Hey, man.
Hey,
listen,
man.
Hey, man.
And beat
your ass in 2 weeks. Hey, listen. You really should take Big Sam. What you should do? You should take Big Sam $200 over there. That's for letting him next talk to a real motherfucking racer like me.
A real what? Man, you should have just... You know what? You wasted more gas taking that shit out of town going down up the track. You should have left some people
hey,
a tip to let you go down the track with that shit.
I don't want to hear nothing about out of town because I went out of town and I came back with both my legs, bro. So I don't want to hear about
that. Mad. Whoa. Hey, I ain't mad about that, bro. I came back in town and got a man worth more than your entire whole life. When I got back, they had one on prospect waiting on me.
That's
that was ruined your whole life.
Hey, oh, hold on, preacher boy, I'm back. I heard all this shit you motherfuckers talking. Motherfucker, no trash, no treasure, whatever the fuck you want to call a nigga. I left y'all motherfuckers. So all that goof ass shit, and I tried to raise
Hello.
Your last
hey,
shit.
Hey, listen,
and you
hey,
talk
hey,
your,
hey,
you talking all that shit. You chose your motherfucking tail
hey,
between
man,
your No. You going to get this work this year, man. You talk all that shit. You've been talking all that shit.
Hey, you got this track with your car.
You
hey,
touch your shit up to your man.
Lock me in.
I ain't locking you
lock
in here with shit. I ain't locking you
we
in
here
with shit.
You said with that car.
You said I got
the
break. Man, I'm going to
be getting my break. You got the break. Lock me in. You got the break. Lock me in.
In 2 weeks. Beat
your motherfucking ass.
Hey, preacher boy, hold on, preacher boy, I'll fuck with you, slow down. He got the break, let him lock his race in. You got to lock his race
in. What you mean? He ain't got to lock in. I'm in control of this group. I'm chief. I'm the motherfucking big wheel. Talk to me. I said move.
Okay, he got the break. I'm listening. He got the break, what day you want it? Hey, okay, he got the break, preacher boy, what day you want it for? He got the break.
In 2 weeks at the Grove on a – hey, what day you off? Tell me what day you off.
I don't even know. Just let me know what day I take it off. It don't make no difference.
He's going to take it off.
Okay,
now you pick
okay,
the day.
Okay. Why you can't take off April 23rd then?
I just told Vic. I don't know if you hard of hearing. I'm opening my store. April 23rd, I will not be traveling to Memphis, brother. I told y'all that
hey,
2 weeks
okay
ago.
Then.
I just
okay,
told
Vic okay,
20
okay,
minutes
then.
Ago.
We're talking about Memphis right now, then. Get the fuck up out of here.
No, we're talking
next
about
week.
Chicago.
No, we're talking about next
we're
week.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. I know
okay,
Memphis.
Okay, so at the Grove at 41.
You can pick which one. Whichever one you like, the Grove or 41. I don't give a fuck. We can even go to 131 to make you feel comfortable.
Man, listen to what I'm saying, brother. Listen to what I'm saying. Hear me out.
Oh,
he
God
got the
damn.
Break.
I can get him,
he
man.
Got
can't
the break
get
to the Hey, preacher boy. All right. See, you the fucked up. I was going to buy you a leg. Now I ain't buying you shit. Go ahead and talk, man.
You couldn't afford my leg. You couldn't afford my leg, playboy. You couldn't even afford, hey, you couldn't even afford the shoes I put on that leg. So keep going.
Hey, listen, you could. Hey, listen, you couldn't afford that leg neither if the government didn't get it to you, motherfucker.
The government didn't give me shit. You got it all fucked up, homie. Hey, if it was up to the government, I had a tree. If it was up to the government, they'd have gave me a limb.
You run around with an extra leg from the public.
Hey, Vaughn, listen. I don't know which leg you're looking for in my pants, but I got three of them. So you figure out which one you like the best, and you hold on to it. Now, if you lose one of yours, you ain't got to worry about you.
I'm talking about the wooden leg you got off the pirate ship, motherfucker. That's the leg I'm talking about.
I tell you what. Get you about 5,000 if you can find some wood on my body. Listen, I'm gonna bet you 5,000 if you can find some wood on my body.
That's the one with the termites in it,
man.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna bet your ass 1,000. We cooked that motherfucking pointy skin that was on your neck, motherfucker.
Well, listen to this. Hey, Vaughn, this is what we're both going to do. I'm going to take a little bleach and put around my chain around my neck, and we're just going to put some soap and water around that motherfucker and see which one of us turn green.
Hey, listen, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do.
That bullshit around your neck, that pirate gold. See, I'm a pirate. I know real gold when I see it. That's what you told me.
And we're going to do a DNA test to see who got a real leg, me and you, motherfucker. What you talking about?
Well, listen, we can do that too, baby. Like I said.
If
God forbid, listen to me. If God forbid you get your leg cut off, we ain't got to worry about you racing no more. I'm just going to bring you a set of flowers and dig a hole for you.
Hey, preacher boy, how you feel, nigga? I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't, but I'm trying to race. I ain't called you about no leg.
You're not trying to race, man. I called you about racing like 3 days ago, and you told me you focusing on what's going on. So you don't do that, man.
I just told you what I'm going to do with B-Fan car. Yes, you did. I told you what I'm going to do with B-Fan
car.
But listen,
if you focusing, if you trying to get your life together and you can't race your car, how you going to race B-Fan car and you trying to get your life together?
I can't. Listen to me. Check this out. I'm going to tell you just like this. My car's in the paint shop getting body work. So what I'm telling you, I got a car that I can touch, shove up your ass, stick in gear, and fuck over you to make you feel like shit.
You don't have a car. You cannot go get B-Fan car and take it out of town, bro. He can't.
Why?
His car is not going to go nowhere but 41. That's it. 41, that's it. You
I'm
going to
take it to 131. Lock in for 131. Lock in for 131. Rest your money to sale and lock in for 131 in 2 weeks.
No, they're not open, bro. I can tell you. Listen, I go through my phone right now and tell you every track is open, and I can tell you every track what day they going to open.
I believe you. My thing is, see, that's B-Fan car. I respect B-Fan. I'm going to take his car as far as B-Fan want me to take it. If he tell me to take it to Memphis and beat your ass, I would.
Hey, listen, man.
I'm not even
going to
ask him to do that.
Hey, B-Fan don't got no nuts like that to go to no Memphis, man.
Boy,
he ain't got no nuts like that.
And
nigga don't let his nuts hang.
What kind of jet you got in B-Fan car? What kind of jet you got in B-Fan's car?
Because when Preacher Boy was saying that shit, I was like, man, that nigga hated. He was like, Vaughn, you jealous. He was saying that shit. I'm like, man, you a hater. Fuck you, Preacher Boy. But when you start calling him daddy, I was jealous. Like, man, that nigga never called me daddy.
Hold on.
You ain't never heard me
call
me daddy.
You don't get your goof ass out of here, fam. You ain't never heard me call no mother. Hey, I don't even call my daddy daddy. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, I was jealous of the motherfucker I heard you call daddy. That nigga ain't never won no race for you. He ain't never won no race for you calling him daddy.
Hey, Von, let me explain something to you, right? He's here going to explain. Let me tell you something, though. So you only know what I tell you. You, when you did drive my car, you don't know who went up under my motherfucking hood to get me together. You don't know. Ask Kevin who went up under. You don't know, bro. What are you talking about?
You got the motor because of me. What are you talking about?
That don't got nothing to do with the pressure. What do that got to do with anything?
What are you talking about? Hey, listen.
Hey, look, check it out.
All I'm asking y'all to do is both of y'all leave that shit alone on this radio shit. Y'all want to argue about each other. Leave that shit the fuck alone.
Preacher boy, all I'm telling you is, don't tell me to shut up now. Shut your faggot ass up. Fuck him.
Get him, Vaughn. Vaughn, listen to me. You know what that shit y'all can go into with that bullshit. Why would you do that?
Hey, listen. This is what I'm telling you, man. Ain't nobody on this motherfucking phone going to say no shit that's false to me. Nobody. If you gonna say something like that, that shit better be
but
fast.
I'm cutting it off. Hey, Vaughn, I'm cutting it off, though. I'm trying to tear both of y'all.
Get him, Vaughn.
Cut it loose.
All right, did.
You
it's
might
over,
say
it's over
he might
then.
Say
shut his motherfucking mouth. Hey,
that's,
listen,
I just
but
did.
I'm telling you
how many
is,
times I said
the
it?
Motherfuck, that's what I'm saying. The motherfucker you need to be telling shut the fuck up is B-Finn, not me. So
you I
can't
did.
Tell me
you
shut
didn't
the
hear
fuck.
Me?
Tell him to shut the fuck
I didn't
up.
Listen to me. I said both of y'all, shut the fuck up. Didn't I keep saying that? I done said it 3,000 times.
What I just said out of my mouth, I said, you can't tell me to shut the fuck up. Tell him to shut the fuck up. You ain't hear me? What's wrong with you? You can't hear me?
But I just told you, you know that shit going to go somewhere else, and a lot of shit
man,
can happen
fuck,
behind
fuck,
that shit
hey,
y'all
listen,
talking about.
Hey, fuck where it goes. That nigga lying. And I'm going to point his ass out on his lies. He lying. Fuck.
You motherfuckers are crazy, man.
When they came up here to rough out, his bitch ass still be running in the 11. Fuck him.
Lord, man.
He still be running in the 11 if it wasn't fucking Vaughn. Race out Vaughn. Fuck him.
Get him, Vaughn.
Get up.
Lord,
get up, preacher. Get up, preacher. You the tuna. Get up.
Suck my dick,
up,
you silly
fine.
Bitch.
I'm speaking fucking facts. Everybody, he's speaking fucking assumptions. I'm speaking fucking facts.
Mm-hmm. You're 11-0 running, motherfucker.
Damn. Motherfucker run 11 when I met that bitch.
Is it the fact that you was there and popping when you was out of town? Damn, them niggas wouldn't even know you if it wasn't for me, you bitch.
I took your fucking car and beat the fuck out of skin, and you was scared of that nigga shaking when you saw skin, shaking in your skin, motherfucker, shaking in your skin. You was scared. Come on, dude. Hey, boy, scared, keep messing with me. I said, man, just chill. I get this, nigga.
Hey, you said what movie that was, and this the kind of things I did.
Oh, man, not the Training Day.
Vaughn.
Yeah.
I know you hear me, motherfucker. You know you saw
what
you just saw, motherfucker. You know you just saw what you saw. So I'm going to do it again.
Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Is it true for fact that you was out of town pooping and popping? I'm mute.
It's a motherfucking fact. Is it a fact you ain't been out since the boys from Detroit beat your ass, you bald head motherfucker? Is that a fact? Hey, Kimo. What up?
Well, little Michigan boys that was looking for Vaughn, they ain't looking for him tonight, huh?
Vaughn a little too rough.
Oh, they only look for him on the chemo show, huh?
Oh, okay.
I told the motherfuckers Vaughn wasn't studying them motherfuckers.
Well, we talked to Vaughn the next day.
Oh, okay. My fault. I ain't know that. My fault.
Chemo.
Okay.
You know you ain't nothing but
one dick on that motherfucker. Was that Vic?
Chemo.
That was Vic.
Chemo. You
that
ain't
sound
about
like Vic.
Shit,
it sound like
man.
Vic was right.
The same motherfucking chemo I done known for the last 8 years. You ain't got a car. You ain't going to bring out a car.
You talking to the soldier, man. He holds dicks and suck dick. You know how to dress them. Why you talking to
Kimo?
He's a Trojan man.
You're,
hey, what's the matter?
He's
the one that sat around
wrong?
Sliding them condoms
hey,
on the
one team. Thing about it, I don't suck
handicap
dicks.
Well, yeah, I can't tell. You suck faggot dick. Hey, listen, you suck faggot dick. because they sure know how to run when they're in trouble.
I don't fuck
so you ought to start sucking handicap dick.
I don't suck handicap
dick.
Hey, at least you a sucker brave dick.
Thursday night.
At least you a sucker brave dick because you suck a lot of coward dick.
Lord, how much?
Ain't nothing brave about you.
Hey, boys, how are you guys?
You ain't with a lot of Mexicans, because I know they can run to the border. You fucking with them all the way that run for the border.
Hey,
see the kids
boy.
And all.
Hey, preacher boy, what kind of spreads you got in these being caught on the nights?
The same spread between your ass cheeks. You got about the same gap you got between your ass cheeks.
Come on,
now, imagine that.
That was funny, preacher boy.
Let him measure that between his ass cheeks. He'll find out what type of pill in it.
That motherfucker said he. Hey, preacher boy has been babbling all night, too, boy. He's a babbling idiot.
I'm a tuna.
Oh, man. I'm tuning a lot of people cars. Man, they just don't get your retarded ass out of here. Whoever let you tune on their car just is retarded.
I'm going to put a curb in the car, Brad. I'm going to put a curb in. But you want to know what? They go fast. I ain't mad. Hey, Kimo, since you sucking so much dick. Hold on, watch this, y'all. Kimo, you sucking so much dick, you say I don't know nothing. What car y'all trying to run me with?
I'm gonna run that same car carrier ring. The one we run elite with.
Wait, the turbo car.
Hey, that's a nitrous car, man.
Y'all got action with it.
When?
You tell ass, boy.
When?
As soon as y'all come back from Memphis, I'm going to beat y'all ass.
When we come back from Memphis.
Yeah, as soon as y'all come back. That next weekend.
Okay.
No hesitation. I'm gonna take you right to 131
and get your ass.
I can't hear you.
You'll be out the paint shop by then.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
Better get Mako.
My.
Hey, Rob, it ain't gonna take me 2 years. Listen, Rob was in there 2 years for a dope. I ain't gonna be in there 2 years for no
pay job. Do you remember telling us a week before which time race you'll let us know if you was gonna run us?
You right. Didn't I just let you know now? I said the next week when you come back from Memphis, I'm gonna take my boot and drive up in your pussy, bitch.
I like that.
At 131. That's y'all track. I'm going to travel just to get to you.
That's our
I didn't ask
track.
You to come
that's
to 41.
That,
I didn't
that,
ask you
that,
to go to Grove.
Listen,
I said 131.
131 is a halfway point for all of us.
Right.
That's our track. That's your track just as well as it's ours.
No, it ain't nothing to do with me.
Oh, I forgot. You're right. The Grove is your track every Thursday.
There
night.
You go.
Oh,
you go.
Man.
Now you talk. And you didn't hear me.
Thursday night,
Kimo, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me denied either, did you?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My.
You know, this
shit is real simple. Y'all lock. Listen to me. Check it out. Y'all lock me in.
Uh-huh.
Goddamn it. At 10 months. I just told you. The next weekend after y'all come from Memphis, I lock y'all in to run y'all at 131. I don't hear your bitch ass say, okay,
Hey, preacher boy, we got to see if we're going to hurt the car or anything. Why would I be stupid
about
you? I'm
hoping you blow this shit up.
Boots?
Oh, y'all ain't running nobody but Lee. And y'all got to run him before y'all run me anyway. So what's the difference?
Every Thursday and Friday at the Grove.
See, that's how you pull a bitch by his collar. You grab his ass by the throat and tell that bitch to get out. You hear that, y'all?
Oh, you ain't pulled nothing because, bitch, you know we got a race before that. You really want to pull something, you can
What's
get the Bobby
difference?
Cole race.
Listen,
right.
Hey, man, listen. He only got one race.
You can get the Bobby Cole race. Let me show you how to pull me. Get the Bobby Cole's race on that Friday and tear your ass up for whatever you come up with, nigga.
Listen to me, bitch. You only got one race. That's with Lee.
Oh,
after y'all run Lee, load that shit up. The next weekend,
listen,
you can get your ass back here.
We're going to put you in front of Lee. Get your ass to Bobby Cole race. Drive it out there. Tear your ass up for whatever
you
come up.
You ain't
going to
put me in front of nobody. I just told you what to do, man.
Mm-hmm. Come on, preacher. Get up, preacher. Get up. Get a tune.
There go another dick suck. I ain't never down.
Huh?
I got a kick stand. Hey, I'm like a weevil wobble. I got a kick stand.
You heard what I told you. We got a Friday night open for you if you want it.
And you heard what I told you. As soon as you get back,
no.
You got the goddamn next Saturday.
Oh, snatch out the paint shop and we put some paint on your ass, motherfucker.
Well, you got a chance to put a lot of paint on my ass. I just told you.
Oh, man. They found you a sushi. There we go.
Hey, man, I gave y'all a do-day. I gave you a do-day to fuck me up. Now do me, baby. Do me.
What you gonna do?
Timo, you found a shoe?
Huh? Motherfucker talking about him.